you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Today is the day that the laughter died.
Orange?
Drugs ruin lives, people. Drugs destroy careers. Take Cheech and Chong. Everybody knows that Cheech and Chong are funny, but just imagine how funny they would be if they didn't smoke pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
The best tonic is Chronic.
Over to me.
Smoke weed.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Roll another one.
Marijuana is delicious.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine. I ain't mad at him. Hey.
Roll another one.
You know, I got some weed at work today. Y'all want to try it out?
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to end.
Smoke weed.
I don't have another cent. But I don't want to guard that joint. Just pass it around.
The best tonic is Chronic.
Now I'm looking for the bong. Now I'm finding the bong. Now I'm loading the bong. Now I'm in the bong.
Our feature presentation.
I think maybe the way I could help the show best today.
Yes.
Is about 14 hours of sleep.
Really?
Yes. So I think
starting around 10:30.
If it's all right with you guys, I'd just like to.
Oh, starting now.
Go back to bed
now.
I mean, I just think that would. That's how I could help people the most.
You know what? In support of your cause, I'll do the same.
You will too.
I'll go to bed. As well.
Lisa, you want to go to bed?
With you? Or can I just go by myself?
You can.
Okay.
Well, just in general. I didn't know that was an option, but okay. I mean, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, I'm in.
I went to bed yesterday at 3 p.m. I went to bed in the afternoon and I got 27 hours sleep. Why are you guys all so hungover and tired?
Hey, Mike, do something about the delay that you're sending us back to us, too. Thank you. I had a very active, very busy day yesterday. Grant,
yeah.
I did nap after our lunch, Ralph, and thank you very much for lunch.
You're
Ralph,
welcome.
Ralph paid yesterday.
Yes,
very nice
did.
Time. After lunch, I did sleep for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
But then, last night, I don't know what you guys are doing. I'm looking forward to hearing about it. But, you know, when I'm in town, the chief is here. We roll deep.
Oh, I forgot you and your old man were out of town last night.
Pete's dad lives here now.
Oh, yeah. We tore it up, man.
Did you?
We tore it up. We rewrote history last night. I mean, it was crazy.
We well, went, we went to banging some beaver, bird gonging some chicks.
If by banging some beaver you mean we had the buffet at the Orleans, yeah.
Oh, the Orleans, one of the classiest high-end hotels in all of Las Vegas.
We did.
That's a two-tooth minimum to get into the Orleans.
They really roll it out, too, when it comes to buffets.
Oh. And my dad's lived in Las Vegas for 15 years. He still can't get over how excited he is over buffets, too, which is just, you don't understand, son. They have everything. You can have Mexican, or you can have Chinese, or you can have barbecue. They have a dessert bar. You can pick whatever you want.
They got macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where Bean gets it from, is this ridiculous level of excitement over nothing.
Well, I like buffets too, don't get me wrong. Sure. But I'm surprised at my father's continued enthusiasm for them after all of these years. Okay, you'd think he'd be used to them by now.
So that was about 4 p.m.?
No. He didn't even pick me up till 5:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must be exhausted.
Well, I was napping.
Sure.
So we went to Office Depot and I got a new bell. Got that. And then we went to the buffet. And then I guess after that he did drop me off back here at the hotel, so that was pretty much it.
Well, you did rewrite history. That's true.
But it was pushing. By the time I internet porn and stuff like that, it had to be close to 9:30. I had to be pushing.
9:30.
Yeah, right toward 9:30. But
how are your eyes? The buffet right there.
By the time
Yeah. How are your eyes still open?
I know.
You have toothpicks propping them open so you can see?
So I guess last night for you guys must have been a failure if all of you, including Alex Superhore, are here on time.
Yeah, I'm surprised Alex and I made it.
Really?
Not much, yeah. We did some damage at the Playboy Club last night.
Oh, now that's over at the Palms where the MTV Video Music Awards are going to be.
That's an amazing place.
Yeah. You know, the Playboy Club is my favorite place in all of Las Vegas.
This is new in Las Vegas, right?
Playboy Club? Relatively, yeah.
Relatively. Right. Yeah, it's been around for a little while. But I wanted to show Kevin the club because it's been one of my favorite places since they opened, actually. Uh-huh. So I took him over there, and it's just heaven on earth.
Yeah, best place in the world.
Playboy bunnies everywhere.
You know, you're playing blackjack, and you're losing your mortgage, right? And it doesn't matter because there's a Playboy bunny. She's the one that's doing the dealing.
Mm-hmm. She's smiling and giggling and just being all busty and
cute,
girlish.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like, acting like she's dealing and somebody else is there to figure it out. They're
dealing.
Smoking hot and really good dealers and have great personalities. It
was
really
kicking your ass and just taking all our money.
Yeah.
You just hand him your wallet with a smile.
Just say, here you go. Can I just sit here for a while and look? Yeah. It's amazing.
Lighting told me that they do not hire marginal women at the Playboy Club.
They do not.
These are not dogs.
They do discriminate against the non-beautiful.
That's correct, yes.
They're stupid beautiful. They're like, you keep looking around and going,
how can they all be in one place?
Yeah, we had a little adventure last night, too. We had a table. And in Vegas, often a lot of the clubs in Las Vegas, when you get a table, you have to buy a bottle of liquor.
Right.
Not exactly a regularly priced bottle of liquor.
Sometimes they knock it up a few bucks.
Yeah.
But that's the price you pay for getting a reserved table is you have to provide them with a certain amount of alcohol that you're going to drink, so you buy a bottle for the table. So we got a bottle last night of Kettle One vodka at the Playboy Club. But we all scattered off to go gambling and various and sundry things. And security comes up to me and says, Mr. Garman, who left your party? And I said, Lightning. Lightning left. He left early. Did he give permission to someone to take your bottle of liquor off your table? And I was like, no. And he said, well, someone stole the bottle of liquor off your table. But we caught him. That's the great thing about Vegas. They don't miss anything.
And they beat him to death right there.
No, they didn't.
That's what you hope. That's what you want to see.
They had him in the security room, which I don't even know existed. Probably has, shards of glass on the floor and you have to walk barefoot or something.
They cut off his hand at least, though, I hope.
So they said, we can get your bottle back. He's still got it, but we don't know what he did to it. Or, if you'd like, we can force him to buy you a new bottle.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
How much do those bottles cost?
Who knows?
$450.
Yeah, $500.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, they're 10 times whatever the going rate is.
So I said to Kenny, the security man, I said, yes, Kenny, I'd like him to buy us a new bottle, please. I'll make him do that, Mr. Garman. And he walked away, and I thought, how great is a guy who thinks he's getting away with something, getting cheap booze by buying a bottle, having to pay
stealing.
Yeah. Having to pay more than he ever would have spent at the bar had he just been buying drinks all night long.
Yes. That's awesome.
Wow. And that guy who stole our booze?
Yeah.
Omar.
Are you kidding me?
Came by, stole my booze right off the table. When they were carrying one, I said, I know that dude. I saw him and he was going, oh, no. He had a turban on his head and a long beard and everything. It was very disturbing.
I'm making it rain. Yeah, he was spraying it all over the place. What the hell?
You know, they could put out a greatest hits security cam video just of Omar's visits to Las Vegas and all the various casinos because he gets banned from one and then he just goes on to the next one and screws up there and they got to take him out again. Well, that's just crazy.
Guys, this is Ralph. I'm pretending to be Omar. I'm back in the studio.
What? What's going on, Omar? We're telling a story.
I know, but I'm back in the studio.
It wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, that's less than effective when Omar doesn't come in.
He's hungover back in the studio, too.
Hey, guys.
Oh, here he is.
Hey,
Omar.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Omar. We're trying to tell a story here, Omar. Omar, we're trying to tell a story.
It wasn't me. I'm back in the studio.
Yeah.
Timing.
Wow.
Timing.
Why don't you tell your boyfriend Psycho Mike to give you a heads up when you need it in the room, all right?
Ralph did the story
talking for like 5 seconds.
I did, by the way.
Stretch it out a little bit more. Give me some time.
As soon as I heard the words.
Down here and the story was over.
Wait a minute.
But the story is true. The Omar part isn't true, but it actually did happen last night. So it was
the guy did steal the...
As soon as I heard the words, it was Omar. I said, Omar, come on in. I intercomed him. He ran down here. By the time he got to the studio, you guys were gone.
What? He was in a room that is 30 feet away from where he was.
What is it, a marathon between his studio and the new one?
Did someone hobble him over the week that we didn't hear about?
It would take him literally 4 seconds to get down there.
Well, he's stumbling because he drank all the vodka.
Okay, you must be missing the point of the bit, Mike. Oh, yeah. I think it's just piped down.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Omar.
I'm back to the studio.
We're trying to tell a story.
Shut up, Omar. All right, I know we have a very full show. We have to get to it right away. We don't have time for more nonsense here. But I want to know, because all day long yesterday, Kevin was saying, I have got to play some poker. We have been in Las Vegas a day now. I have not played any poker. I love poker. Did you play some poker last
night? I played some.
How'd that go?
Up 400.
No kidding.
Yep. I spent it last night.
But blackjack. Yeah.
Oh, not up to 400 now.
Oh, no. No. God, no.
Oh, no. 400 at some point.
Yeah, you mean from playing poker. I was up, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then somehow all of it just goes away.
What was your best hand?
How much money do you mean?
No, best hand that you were dealt or managed to...
three aces. I had three aces.
Sweet. Yeah.
Pocket aces. Then they turn over the flop. There's another one. I'm like,
you got to feel like that's got to be the happiest moment in the world when you're sitting there with that deal.
Look at this poker face, bitches.
Everybody fold.
All right. Awesome. So, shall we do the stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Remember Jessica last night, the dealer? Jessica?
Yes.
The smoking hot brunette with the giant boobs who couldn't have been sweeter? Oh. I kept threatening to kiss her on the lips. She didn't like that too much.
Ralph's like, if you give me a face card, I'll kiss you on the lips.
I'll kiss you right in the lips, Jessica.
Apparently that was a negative.
You can't threaten a casino employee,
right.
Ralph.
Yeah.
That wasn't good.
I didn't realize that she didn't think I was groovy.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about alcohol.
Yeah.
You feel groovy.
I felt so groovy.
No matter what.
She didn't think I was groovy.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, and it is the 7th of Slutember.
I'm not getting Bean's drops over the air.
Well, try it again. He's not getting that drop.
Well, talk to Lightning who set it up.
No one's heard slut over
the air. Does that
mean
nobody heard wah-wah-wah-wah-wah either?
No, that's great.
It sounds like it's coming out like from a distance.
It's great that nobody heard it because it burned our ears. It was so loud.
Yeah.
It's
coming from a distance, he said.
Well, fix it. Like, don't be bad and set it up properly, all right?
Sounds like a Bette Midler song, apparently.
You should do that instead.
Lightning's now looking at
folks who are listening to the show, just talk amongst yourself while we fix out this small
I think
detail.
Lightning's defense is the studio has been locked since we left yesterday, and it was fine yesterday, so what couldn't be different? So
and,
it's probably Psycho Mike on his end.
Probably.
Yeah, it's me. I know.
Probably is.
Try something.
Slut! There it is.
That there?
Yeah.
You get that, Mike?
Yep.
Thanks, Light.
So
right,
it was definitely
shut up,
me, right?
Asshat.
Douche.
Yeah, it was definitely you.
Clearly,
definitely
you.
Still, it's you, by the way.
This right. Show's got to be over.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I need a drink. I know that much.
We had a little run-in with a certain somebody yesterday at the Luxor.
Boy, did we ever.
It's Chris Angel.
Yeah.
You'll hear that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
Don't be a sucker.
Let's see. I'm still worried about this Lisa's guest.
Oh, right? My
guest. What is that? Is that
my
still on?
Guess.
Lisa
yes,
Bain apparently
absolutely.
Is booking a guest and not running it by us, and that could mean nothing but bad.
Oh,
Lisa
talks, me.
And sometime during the show, can we talk about how Lisa's no fun anymore?
Really?
Yeah.
I was fun at dinner.
Yeah, just when you get a decent half a load on, you start being fun, then you pull yourself out of the game and you just go to your room.
Yeah, after New York. You know about New York.
Yeah.
So.
She was thrown up in New York. And
that's what we're shooting for.
I know, and I'm shooting for not.
Here's what I don't understand, Lisa, on you booking your own guests.
Yes.
If the guest is good, if the guest is somebody that we'll be happy to have, you would have told us who it is.
Yeah, so, and we would book them.
Look,
yeah.
It's not like your opinion is always 100% right.
Of course
no.
not.
No, well, right?
Well, you're wrong right now.
Sometimes you don't book good guests. Sometimes you pass on people who turn out to be great. I didn't want to leave this to you because I don't trust your...
If this is Carrot Top, I swear
it's
to God.
It's not Carrot Top. It's so much better than
but,
that.
But, Lisa, your...
Just trust me for once.
Your track
just
record is
me.
About 5 feet north of wrong man.
Wow.
Guys, you know what I mean?
Is this going to be the third lead in freaking Mamma Mia?
I mean, guessing it has to do with Broadway.
No, it has to be. No.
If it's anyone from Mamma Mia, we're going to kick him right the hell out.
Not.
All right.
Okay.
Also, today we got Movie Beat because it's Friday. We'll tell you which new movies are in the theaters. We have Robert Walker, who's the director of the Race and Sports book for Mandalay Bay and
he's
for
He's a Texas
MGM.
Ranger, too, right?
Oh,
same guy?
God.
Robert Walker.
Nah, nice.
Walker,
player.
Texas Ranger. Oh,
wow. How does he do it?
Yeah.
So we got all that coming up, plus a whole lot more. We have your tickets for K-Rock's L.A. Invasion as well this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
How about that?
Yeah, we're talking over the end of the
song. Okay, good.
Hey, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live from Las Vegas. We're at Mandalay Bay for the MTV Video Music Awards this Sunday night.
Bean's a dork.
Why am I a dork?
Because you have a paperclip holding your glasses together.
We're going to remedy that momentarily.
Like it's five, captain of the nerd squad.
52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday morning. Ralph, by the way, if he doesn't get a Bloody Mary by the end of this report,
Someone's going back to bed. Someone's
going to
get hurt.
Let's make that happen, people. Come on, let's get to it.
Heads are going to roll, people.
Bloody Mary, let's go.
Ralph, you're going to throw up. Can you turn to the right over by Lisa?
I'm not going to throw up.
No.
Okay.
I'm
not going
to
throw up.
I'm not sick. I'm just way hungover.
Okay.
And way tired. And an alcoholic beverage will give me a little pick. Me up.
Yesterday did wonders for you. When you got that first Bloody Mary, you were feeling so much better.
Felt worlds better.
See, this is good advice for the kids listening who don't know how to pace themselves.
Right. When you drink yourself sick, just have more alcohol and it'll put you right back on an ear.
I have never tried that.
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the
what?
Dog.
Never
it's
done that.
It's legendary, Lisa.
I know it is.
What do you mean you've never?
I've just never tried it. Because it just sounds, when you don't feel good, it just, to me, it sounds so not what I want to do.
Of course,
that I've never done
what
it.
You want, but you have to force yourself to do it and then you feel like a million bucks.
Maybe I'll try that tonight.
Good luck.
Plus, Lisa's no fun now, too.
No.
So
no,
why
exactly.
would she?
Yeah.
Bean, you can't even say that to
no,
me.
No, that's true. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'll take it from anyone else.
You know what else makes me feel good besides drinking when I'm hungover?
What?
The fact that TMZ has announced, and it's true, that the naked pictures of Vanessa Hudgens everyone's been talking about
yes.
are real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they're on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and
I've
I saw them yesterday.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You stop acting like you're excited by that, Bean.
She gets to be with Zach. How could I not be excited by that?
These are reportedly our photos she took for Bean Sweet Zach.
Yeah, just reflected glow on her, man.
And they leaked out on the internet, and she is way naked and has cute little cupcake boobies.
Yeah.
Which look fake to me, sort of, a little bit. Like,
really?
Like a tiny little boob job. Yeah, she looks like she's got a little... nubbins, and then she put the fake ones underneath there, and she needs to shave closer.
Well, she does need that. That
is true.
Oh no,
she needs some grooming. Some of the Lisa May's patented laser hair treatment yeah. is what she needs.
Now, what's the knowing that she is a teen icon?
Yes.
Right, what is the fallout going to be from Mr. Disney?
Yeah, Disney's got to be spinning.
Well, he's dead, so I don't think that's not going to matter.
Well, I don't mean Walt. I mean the company. What are they going to do?
I don't think there's anything they can do. I think this is going to be nothing but positive. For them.
Because it's not like she did
High School
porn.
Musical 3. There's going to be a lot more guys watching High School Musical 3 than there
true.
Were High School Musical 2.
It's not like she was running a dog fighting ring. Everybody is naked at one time or another. It's not like
everybody
she poops.
Everybody poops.
Everybody's
naked.
Exactly.
That's
so,
motto.
So get off her or get on her, you know,
yeah,
depending on
what
you're
saying. I'm just saying the fallout likely to be wet and sticky. That's all I'm
all
saying.
Right, good.
Oprah Winfrey's having a star-studded fundraiser for Barack Obama tomorrow at her $64 million California ranch.
How shocking that she would pick him among the candidates to support.
They're both black.
Oh, you think that might? I didn't even think about that.
They're both the blacks.
Do you think if some of the other Democrats were better candidates, she would pick them instead? Or
no.
Yeah.
She loves blacks.
That's right. He's one talented Negro.
That's right. They're having strict rules, however, at the event. No one is allowed inside Oprah's house.
Okay.
She's afraid they'll steal some food.
Wait, it's at her house, but you can't come in her house.
She is having it outside of her house. They're dining al fresco, as they say, on blankets.
Blankets?
Doesn't she make enough to rent a table?
Exactly. Couldn't you pick up a few folding chairs at Costco? You whore.
Come on, Oprah. Share the wealth.
Apparently it's like a big picnic. The guests must park at a greeting center 8 miles away, and then they'll be shuttled to Oprah's estate.
Certainly.
Jeez.
Everything you're saying makes it sound worse.
I know. First of all, it's Oprah. Second of all, you're eating cross-legged on a blanket outside her house, and then you have to get shuttled.
Hey, Ope, can I just send in a check? Because I don't really like what it sounds like it's going
to
be.
Can I go inside and go to the bathroom? No.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. She's not letting anyone in her house. She's going to have porta-potties.
Porta-potties.
The mansion, you know.
For a fundraiser.
Bad news. Who had any dick in the DUI pool? Anyone?
No.
I don't think we did.
Really?
Yeah.
No one picked any dick?
You're right. We should have.
Well, I was going
to
but I was out.
Book. Hold on.
I was out that day, so I think we should just let me
let you have
really?
Them.
Yeah.
Well,
don't you know us? We're
I
not letting
to.
You have anything.
He can't claim it yet. He has not been popped for DUI. However, witnesses are saying he is moving just a notch up on the death pool. He's just way out of control these days. Yeah. According to the New York Daily News, he was spotted at a VH1 party approaching and grabbing Scott Baio's head and giving him a kiss on the face.
Yeah.
Which pretty much disgusted Scott's pregnant girlfriend, Renee. And then he took his act to another partygoer, started making out with him, or trying to, who was was less than amused, let's say, with Andy Dick's antics, and had security escort him out of the event. While the DJ played Amy Winehouse's Rehab as an exit song for him as he was being
nice.
Carted away.
Very nice.
So, apparently, Andy's in a world of hurt.
He's a party man.
It's been confirmed. Britney Spears will be kicking off the MTV VH1 Awards on Sunday.
MTV Video Music Awards?
What did I say?
VH1.
That would be bad. Why would MTV have VH1 Awards?
It's not the same thing.
VH1 have their own goddamn awards.
Right.
They've confirmed it, that Britney will be singing a song called Cry, which I know nothing
about. Have we heard that one? Is that one of the leaks?
I think it's one of the new ones.
But it's not one of the ones that have been leaked.
I don't think so. Psycho Mike, do you know you've been paying more attention to the titles than I have?
I don't know if it's one of the leaks or not, but from people who have heard it, Tyler Durden's website and stuff like that, it's just as horrible as all of them.
But the single that sounds sort of decent is the one that some reports are claiming she'll perform, and then other reports say what you're saying, Rob, so she could do this brand new song we've never heard before.
Yeah.
And is Chris Angel involved, or is that still speculation?
Apparently, Chris Angel will help Britney out with the second number. She'll do two songs, apparently. Give Me More.
Two songs. Single,
and Cry. And Chris Angel will be helping her out with a second song. Chris helping now.
Is not ready for a comeback yet.
Nope.
I wouldn't call it a comeback. She's been here for years. Come on. I don't get to play the lyric game very often.
I need a Bloody Mary, too. Alex, get me one, too.
Britney, by the way, is ready for the fast food lane. She was recently photographed again going through another drive-thru.
Excellent.
This time Taco Bell.
And her kids weren't with her again, right?
With her white Mercedes, making a late-night run for the border, going through the drive-thru at Taco Bell. No kids to be seen. And,
has she seen her body lately? Does she consider for a moment, hey, I'm on TV in a few days, maybe lay off?
I shouldn't have another chimichanga.
Yeah.
No, she apparently does not think that.
Wow.
And it's good news for people who like television that's good.
Okay.
David Duchovny's Showtime series Californication has been picked up for another 12 episodes.
Excellent. Great. I love that show.
So good news for Dave. Showtime is proving some faith in that show. And Tobey Maguire has just signed on to produce and maybe star in a new movie called Robotech. And for my fellow geeks out there who love the Transformers, you know that Robotech was another great Japanese cartoon series. About
The Transformers?
Like that. Giant robots who take over from another alien technology who take over on a South Pacific island and battle amongst each other, the Robotech robots.
Has Kevin eaten an entire melon since we've been sitting here?
Yes. A melon larger than his head, and that's saying something.
I need some kind of moisture, people.
I have been to luau's where I haven't seen that much melon consumed by 400 guests, yet Kevin has eaten it in 5 minutes.
Oh, we got to talk about Junior, too, our Samoan security guard last night who was guarding our table for us at the Playboy Club. He's very entertaining. I guess
the coolest guy ever.
Guarding you from what?
Speaking of luau's.
The dude
was stealing our liquor, apparently. Today's celebrity birthday is Julie Kavner. You know her as the voice of Marge Simpson on The Simpsons. She also does the voice of Marge's sisters. She's 56 years old today. You know there's only one cast member on The Simpsons that only does one voice?
And that is Bart?
Incorrect, sir.
Oh.
Homer?
No.
Oh, yeah, I know. Who is it?
Everybody
Lisa?
Does.
Lisa, yeah.
Oh. Yearly Smith?
Yearly Smith, yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Leroy Moore, Dave of the Dave Matthews Band, is 46 years old today. Model Angie Everhart.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is 38 years old today. Tom Everett Scott from ER and That Thing You Do. He is 37 years old today. Chad Sexton of 311 turns 37. Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie is 34. And actress Evan Rachel Wood is 20 years old today. You're getting used to that bell, aren't you?
I am.
You went to Costco to pick one up. You're going to use it.
He's
ringing it for Tom Everett Scott. He's ringing it for any reason he
can. But Evan Rachel Wood certainly deserves it.
I can get you a job at the registration desk here at the hotel once you're done the show today.
He's so Rain Man, though. Yesterday he didn't have
the
bell.
He was cranky all day long.
Flipping out.
He had to actually say
gotta
ding.
Have a bell.
He said ding. He would say ding out loud when he would have hit the bell.
Gotta have a bell. Gotta ring the bell every time. Gotta ring the bell.
I like things being a certain way, guys. That's all.
That's all. Where's my Bloody Mary? Seriously.
Yeah.
Lightning, get to work on that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's like watching a panda bear in the zoo, Ralph. He's just eating his melon and just staring out the window. Just like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Ling Ling. How's that melon treating you?
You're on the air?
Yeah, yes. Put your mic on and stop eating your freaking melon.
But just the 1,000-yard stare, just the look.
I've never felt better. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is a mess.
I need more melon.
This is a mess.
Exactly.
Wait till Monday.
I got back about 3:30.
You're spectacular for 3:30, by the way.
So far.
I slept for an hour. Was that helpful, or should you have stayed up?
I never know.
Yeah.
Because at 3:30, you know, I've been drinking for a long time. I felt really good.
Yeah.
Take an hour. Sorry. Take a spit on Ralph. Take an hour nap, and then, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh. Yeah, right. I just got hit by a truck.
I think the hour may be a mistake sometimes. Yeah. But anyway, it is Friday morning, thank God, at 6:08 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in Las Vegas for the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards. Last night, I know you guys were out at the Playboy Club, but I was back in plenty of time to watch most of the football kickoff last night.
I saw the first half, and then we all went out to dinner. Thanks for joining us.
Who was it? Saints-Colts?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was a tight game. It was like 10-10 at the half, I think.
Yep, sure was. Yeah. And then the Colts just ran away with it. I mean,
31 unanswered points in the second half for the Colts.
It was something else.
Wow.
And I was thinking, because so entertaining, we've been talking all week about how glad we are to have football back. I was thinking, you know, if you're a Colts fan, you live in Southern California, that's your team, you moved from the Midwest, where do you go? There's got to be a place, especially the Colts popular is there. There has to be a place where fans gather every Sunday to watch them on the big screen, right?
Every year people ask us, because we've talked about this before, I'm a big fan. I come from fill in the blank, and I want to see my favorite team. Not every sports bar, though, shows every game. Where do I go to gather with other friends of my team so we can all watch it? And there are certain bars in Southern California sports bars that specialize in certain teams. For instance, being from Philadelphia and being an Eagles fan, cue music now.
Cut music now.
Never.
Stop music now.
Never.
How did the Shack become an Eagles bar? Is the owner from Philly as well?
Pat Good, who owns the Shack, is a Philly boy. Yeah.
Okay.
So he started years ago, when I first started going, he would turn on one of the TVs in the corner for us to all watch the Eagles game. And more people heard about it and started showing up. Now to the point where there's no other game shown. It's just the Eagles game every Sunday.
Right.
That's pretty cool, because you moved to Los Angeles, you know, you're still rooting for your team, but you're not hanging out with a lot of everybody is as into the game as you are.
Everybody's in Philadelphia Eagles jerseys, and everybody's hanging out, and the walls are decorated with Philadelphia memorabilia. It's really a great place to go.
We're going to take calls, by the way. If you've got a suggestion for a place that you can go to watch your team in Southern California, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to try to update the list that we like to put up on the website at krock.com every year and make sure it's still current and make sure to, you know, add whatever new ones have come along. But you can call right now if you've got a place that you go. If you're a fan of the, you know, the Chiefs or the Chargers or whoever your team is, call us now. Ralph loves the Shack so much that I know that when we've talked about the chance you've had to go to the Super Bowl or go to other games, you've said, you know what, I just want to be with my peeps because that's where I enjoy the game most every year.
It wouldn't be nearly as much fun for me to be at the Super Bowl than it would if the Eagles were in it. Than it would be to be with my my family down there at the Shack. That would just be the best.
But plus, if they were to lose and you were to have changed up your whole plan with the superstitions and all?
I would take it personally. Yeah, I would think I'd do.
So would everybody else. Everybody go, oh, Ralph, thanks a lot.
You're never allowed back here in this bar because you screwed it up.
Had to go to the game. Yeah.
And you have your own seat. You have assigned seating at the Shack,
right? I do have a reserve seat at the Shack, yeah. It pisses a lot of people off. I can roll in like 1 minute to kick off and just plop down in the seat.
Ralph's a cheerleader. He does all the cheers.
I do. I get
leads.
Up. I use my body to form the letters E-A-G-L-E-S when they score.
And, paints his face, paints his ass. It's really just kind of
don't paint my ass anymore.
We got a bunch of calls coming in. We'll get to them in 1 second. Psycho Mike, you are a fan of the Cowgirls. Where do you go? Where can you see them play Sundays?
Rage.
The Abbey.
The White Swallow.
I don't. I mean, I'm not a bar guy, so I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Yeah, you don't like to go hang out with people, but there is really something about... You know, it's even the same with movies. If you go like the first day of a movie, everybody that's there has been looking forward to it for so long that energy just builds and it's great.
I'm telling you, I can't wait for Sunday at the Shack. It's going to be incredible for the season kickoff.
Oh yeah, incredible. Who are you playing this Sunday?
We're playing the Packers.
Nice.
That's a W.
It is like that first day of school when you've missed everybody all summer long and you see everybody going back to school and you say, "Hey, what'd you do?" And you know, it's like that camaraderie. Right. It's just you can't beat it. It's the best.
So, Psycho Mike, keep a list back there at the station because we're going to put them up at krock.com so that, you know, if somebody's a Cincinnati Bengals fan, they'd be able to go to our website and find out where other fans of that team are getting together.
We'll by the way, if you are an Eagles fan and you want to find out more about the Shack, you can go to Shack SM for Santa Monica, ShackSM.com. They've got their own website. So.
Let's squeeze in a couple before the break, and we'll continue to take your calls in a few minutes too at 1-800-520-1067. We'll start with Nick. He's calling from L.A.
Yeah, I like football.
I hope it's a different day. Nick, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. The football season is here. Who's your team? Where do you go? Hey, Nick.
Rick, not Nick. Rick.
Rick.
Oh, Rick.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
I'm a Steeler fan. We go to the starting gate in Los Alamitos, California, directly across the street from the racetrack. 300 people every Sunday, never fear.
Hang on a second. Turn up that song just a little bit, Mike. Let me hear that again.
the hell is
Ray
that?
Ray Parker Jr. had a Steelers song?
That's a Go Steelers song.
Rex, have you heard that before? We've never heard that.
No, we have something we call the Steeler Polka. We're from the town with the great Pittsburgh team. We call it Pittsburgh Steelers. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a terrible song.
That's old school.
Yeah, it's old school.
How do you feel, real quick, and we're going to take down your tip and put it up on the website, but how do you feel about your new coach, Tomlin? You feel pretty good about him?
Tell you the truth, I really couldn't tell you. Change is not always good. It's a little scary. But everything you read about, he seems to know what he's doing. Big Ben says he's okay, so we got to go with what Big Ben says right now.
How many people would you say can fit into that bar to watch the game?
300 to 350.
Oh, not bad. It's good size.
Sweet. Right. Okay. Hey, thanks very much. Hold on. We want to make sure we get the exact location so we can put it up on the site. We really appreciate the call. Let's try Tara. She is in Irvine, 1-800-520-1067. Tara, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Who's your team, Tara?
My team is the Chicago Bears, but my soon-to-be ex was a Green Bay Packers fan, and I used to kick him out of the house so that he could go watch the game at Blondie's in Long Beach on the corner of Lakewood and Stern.
That's a Packers bar?
Yeah.
All right.
That's why you're divorcing him? Because you were a Bears fan, he's a Packers fan?
Well, you know, love can't stay strong when one's from Chicago and the other's from Green Bay.
That
absolutely
is.
I was going to say, it's a legendary rivalry. Right. You should have known better than to get mixed up with a Packers fan.
That's clearly not ever going to work.
My mom was going to kill me.
Yeah. It's like me marrying a Cowboys fan.
I mean, it's funny, though. People,
you can only do that in certain states, though.
People think you're joking, but had he been a felon, I think he might have gone over better with the family, right? Than being a Packers fan.
Oh,
all right, thank you for the call, Tara.
Comments at the wedding about me being a Bears fan from his side of the family.
Excellent.
On the wedding videotape.
And does your family do that super annoying thing where you always say, Bears?
The Bears.
Oh, yeah. The whole
yep.
The Bears, double, duck up.
All right, Tara, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break.
Divorce.
your call's 1-800-520-1067.
So you can say the Bears.
I didn't. Sunday's right around the corner. So you're a fan of your team. Where do you go in Southern California to root them on? We'll be right back after this on K-Rock.
Happened a minute ago. You don't remember.
Don't Bogart that joint.
Not yet.
You have all kinds of Danish all over your microphone, by the way.
This is a mess.
You have Danish crumbs all over your head microphone.
I'm not at the top of my game.
You are Hasselhoff today.
And I'm not exactly a wordsmith when I am at the top
of my game.
In case you're wondering how this went so horribly awry, we're broadcasting live from Las Vegas. We're at the Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay and, of course, the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards are Sunday night at the Palms. That's why we're in town. And Kevin is taking full advantage of every minute that we're on the ground in Nevada.
Yes.
Is what's going on.
This is one of those things where you really can't be good. You know what I mean? It's like,
I know.
It just takes too much willpower. Well, except for me. But.
You know what's stupid is that I brought workout clothes. I did. I was packing my bag, and my wife said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to take my workout clothes. So, you know, they got a nice gym there at the Mandalay Bay. I'm sure I'm going to squeeze in a couple workouts while I'm in Vegas." What the hell was I thinking?
Yeah. I brought a banana hammock so I could lay out by the pool.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's take a couple.
What? Lightning saying he brought workout clothes.
you don't work out
at home. Why would you work out in Vegas?
I brought them. I don't know. I thought the same thing.
Wait. Lightning brought...
I actually work out at home, though, Lightning. I work out in Los Angeles.
I know.
Lightning brought workout clothes?
Yes.
I'll be there tomorrow. I'm guaranteed. We need to squeeze in a workout.
Excellent.
Lightning and Psycho Mike.
Mike will be here tomorrow.
Psycho Mike says he's going to work
He'll
out.
He'll work you out.
I'm in.
Hey, I don't know, coming from Mike, what "I'll work you out" should mean, by the way.
We got an email that was written to Ralph.
Okay.
And it says, unless I had way too much to smoke, I could have sworn that the NFL team sports bars was a topic of conversation sometime last season. I was wondering if you could direct me to some kind of site or maybe if there's a list on K-Rock so that I can watch my favorite team in a bar with other fans of those teams.
That's what we're doing here this morning. We are compiling our new list for 2007. Your team, your bar, where do you go to see your club? Let's try Joe in Mission Viejo on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Joe, welcome. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys. Just
hi there.
Hi, Joe.
Hello. Yeah, we go in Huntington Beach, a little sports bar called Eat at Joe's.
Eat at Joe's, okay. And what's the team there?
It's for the Minnesota Vikings.
Skol Vikings, let's win this game. Skol Vikings, honor your name.
Wow. How many Minnesota fans show up on Sundays?
It's not a real big place. We get a couple dozen, you know, trying to get more. So they do play other games as well, but
Okay.
Guarantee you to get some Viking TV time.
All right. That's a great tip. There might be Minnesota fans out there who didn't even know that place existed, because it's not like you can look something like that up in the book. You know what I mean?
So. I don't want to depress you, but we are at the sports book here at Mandalay Bay, and the Vikings are 45-1 against winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. We know they're not.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks for the call.
People eaters.
Let's go to Covina and get Chris on the line. Chris on the Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing?
Good thank morning.
You. What's your team? Where do you go?
I'm not a fan of this team. I can't stand them. It's the Browns, because I'm a Steeler fan. There's always a big group of Browns fans that head to the off-campus pub in Fullerton.
Okay, so that's kind of the spot where they all gather?
Yeah, they have a spot for them in the back where they belong, away from everybody else. They got
right.
a freaking dog bone they pound on the desk and everything, and they go ballistic.
That's awesome.
That's what you look for, though. That's exactly what you want if you're a Browns fan.
The dog pound, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We got sued by a Browns fan one time.
What?
Let's try Adam in Lakewood. Adam, good morning. You were on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What team and where do you go?
Good morning. Buffalo Bills. And we go to Wings and Things in Huntington Beach on Beach
Wings
Boulevard.
And Things. And is that one of those things where the whole, you know, on a Sunday when they play, the whole place is Bills fans?
Yeah, Southern California Bills Backers Association.
Now, I don't know. I don't want to depress you, but the Bills are 70-1 against winning the Super Bowl.
I realize that, and I realize yeah, they have shot our wad in the 90s. But you know what? We're a fan to the end.
Of course, yeah, and I'm not saying that as a superior fan, because my team is Arizona Cardinals. They're looking okay. They've got some decent things. They got Leinart and a bunch of things, but you know they're not going to win Super Bowl either. So
at least the one thing you've got going on, Adam, is that if the Bills make it to the Super Bowl, they will lose. I mean, at least you can be guaranteed of that.
That is true.
You know what else we got? We got the first game of the season where everybody's undefeated. Then.
That's right. That's the enthusiasm. You got to look for that. All right. Thank you very much for the call. We'll put that up on the website. Let's do two more real fast. Marina Del Rey. It's going to be Wayne. Wayne, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're trying to get a new sports bar list together for KRock.com. What do you got for us?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Wayne?
How's it going?
Good. What team are you a fan of?
Patriots, the one that kicked Ralph's butt.
All right. And where do you go watch the Patriots?
Right across the street from the shack where we rub it. Sonny McLean's, and we kicked their butt in flag football, too.
Sonny McLean's is catty corner to the shack in Santa Monica. Big rivalry.
Is there a rumble in the middle of the street when the two teams are playing?
There was at the Super Bowl, I'll tell you.
kicked their butts. It was 3 points, by the way, ass.
So we're at the sports book, and the Patriots are 9-2. What does that mean?
That's 4.5-1, basically.
4.5-1 to win the Super Bowl. That's really good.
Yeah, they're looking awesome this year. Yeah.
No kidding. All right, thank you very much for the call. And we'll close with Stacy in Long Beach. Hi, Stacy. You're going to get the final word. And by the way, if you weren't able to get through or you couldn't call from where you are, go ahead and email us, too, and we'll compile a list for you and put it up at krock.com.
Email kingofmexico@krock.com. And also, we're not going to have time to get to all the calls, but if you have a bar that you want to tell people about, keep calling. He'll take those off the air and make a list, and we'll put it up.
Great idea. Stacy, go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, I'm from Long Beach, but actually this place is in Los Alamos. It's a bar slash restaurant. It's called Mustard's. I used to work there, and he gets all the Chicago games, the Bears. I'm not actually a fan of them.
We're on the road to play a lot of games.
Yeah,
that's the lyric.
I don't know that song, really.
All right, Mustards, Los Alamitos for Bears fans. There
We're
you
on
go.
On the road to play a lot
I
of games.
I don't know the theme song for the Bears.
I miss money.
Thank you, Stacy. 6:28 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be right back live from Las Vegas on K-Rock.
I got to tell you guys, we're in Las Vegas, and we're here at
we know that.
Yeah, we have to tell us.
We're right here at the Mandalay Bay.
We're just sitting.
So last night we go to the Playboy Club.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
It is the happiest place on earth.
Really is.
It really is.
It's kind of a small little casino, but there's half of it's casino. The other half is like a lounge with a DJ and stuff like that. And then there's a nightclub on top.
And this is at the Palms?
Yeah.
Like that place needed something else to make it cool.
So cool. Upstairs is Moon, the dance club. Then the middle level there is the Playboy Club casino and lounge. And then underneath it, they've got an Italian restaurant, too.
I was exhausted yesterday. So I thought to myself, I was on the list for Metal School, which was going on at the Hard Rock.
Oh, yeah. I know you love that.
Body English. Oh, they're so good. I mean, they're stupid. They're silly. They're funny. But the music that they play is a lot of times equal to
the originals.
Right. Now, this
really
is a metal cover band. Band. It's a rotating cast of people who get up on stage, right? Is that right?
Yeah, and they all wear the 80s, you know, long hair and glam, and the one guy's looking in the mirror and stuff. You know, you get there and you hear Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. You go, yes, this is cool. They were pulling people up on stage. They had Little John up on stage at one time singing Jump by Van Halen.
That's funny.
Now, Little John doesn't know Jump.
Right.
By Van Halen. So he'd just be sitting up there, and the lead singer would go, you might as well. And then Little John would go, Jump!
That was his contribution?
The bass player for Incubus was there, so he played a couple of songs. They just bring up any celebrity musicians, and they just jam with them. And you know how you say, okay, listen, I'm tired. I'm going to stop by. I just want to sample it a little bit. Just a quick taste. That's all. And then I'll go home and, you know, go back to my hotel room and go to bed.
Sure.
Right. That was what time? 12:30?
You left us around midnight.
Midnight, 12:30. I get there, and it's such a great time. We're having such a good time. Somebody recognized me, she's like, hey, let me buy you a drink. I was like, listen, I don't want to turn down that kind of a nice offer.
Well, it'd be rude if you did.
So she bought me a drink, and then, you know, cut to 3:30, just rolling into my bed.
With her, who bought you the drink.
3:30.
Well, it'd be rude not to.
5:30, we got to be on the air. Do I just stay up and gamble?
Dude.
Or do I take a nap or whatever?
Yeah.
But also yesterday, being in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay, we were right next to the Luxor.
This is what's weird, and I don't know if this is a new trend in Las Vegas or just new to me. You no longer have to go outside in Las Vegas. You can walk from one hotel to another through a shopping mall now. The Luxor, the Mandalay Bay, and the Excalibur are all connected to one another now, without ever going outside.
Or you could take trams that take you all over Nevada, which I did with Ralph.
Well, we did make our way to the Luxor. And, of course, the Luxor is the home to the very popular and no one knows why Chris Angel Theater that I guess he's getting ready to start his full-time residency at.
That's right. He's going to a big
and
show.
And he had a little shop that had T-shirts and different stuff like that. And I got to tell you, it is the smallest souvenir shop I've ever seen. So we stopped by, and we had a little run-in with Chris himself. Kevin and Bean here. We're in Las Vegas for the MTV Video Music Awards. We're in the Luxor, and we ran into a good pal of ours, Chris Angel.
How are you doing, fellas? It's such a pleasure to meet you. You know, I've been fans of yours before my father died. My father and I would listen to your show, and you've always been a real inspiration to me, and it's a pleasure to finally meet you face-to-face.
Aren't you from Jersey?
Yes, I am from New Jersey.
And you used to listen to our show how?
I had... It was magic.
Now, Chris, we're here at the Luxor, which is your home base. You've just signed one of the most lucrative deals in Las Vegas history recently. How much money are you making for how long?
All of it, forever.
Okay, that's fine. And you do your little magic show here, like a few nights a week?
It's illusions up close and in your face.
Okay, and we're standing right here in the merchandise, the official Chris Angel merchandise store
at the
Luxor, right?
Official store, the Chris Angel merchandise store, yeah.
And you have a wide assortment of things that people would want. Why?
Because a lot of my fans, they love to have a piece of Chris Angel merchandise. And so I give them the opportunity to come here and buy many of the things that we offer here that have the Chris Angel lifestyle impressed upon it.
I can't help but notice how many life-size posters you have of yourself without your shirt.
I do have me. I'm ripped. I'm toe up. I'm swole, and I like to show that off to people because this is what you can do when you put your mind to it. When you work hard, you can have a physique like I do.
We've been looking for, and a lot of our listeners have requested, the Chris Angel is a douchebag T-shirts. I don't see those in the shop.
Those are not available and not appreciated, that whole comment you just made. I'm going to make that disappear.
You can't make something we just said disappear.
Is it here now? No.
You said we could say
gone.
Again,
I'll
Chris Angel is a douchebag shirt.
It's gone again. Bring it. I can do this all day.
So it's just an endless battle that no one ever wins.
Much like good and evil.
Lisa,
the forces of good and evil that I battle all the time in the mind freak realm.
Certainly.
These are motorcycles, by the way, I drive. When I drive into your nightmares, this is what I'm on.
You're not in my nightmares.
Not yet. Wait till tonight.
Lisa, we've been in the Chris Angel store. What did you see? What merchandise did you see that is a must-own for you?
Well, the coasters, for sure, on my coffee table. Chris Angel, that's
Chris Angel
hot.
Coasters will keep water rings from magically appearing on your coffee table.
I must have those.
But doesn't every coaster do that? Why does I?
This one does it magically.
Look, it's gone.
What would you say your biggest seller is at the store here?
Probably the Chris Angel bumper stickers. Don't be a sucker.
What did they say?
Don't be a sucker bumper sticker. Some say don't be a bumper. But that's silly because it is a, it's on your bumper.
Yeah. Is that a joke or you?
No. Also, the Criss Angel postcard, very popular.
It's big.
I'm a douchebag. Wish you were here.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's a huge postcard that is larger than life, much like Criss Angel himself.
Well, you're a huge douchebag, so why not, right?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that magically.
You have the postcard that says I'm a douchebag, but not the shirt.
That's right, okay. Because we're waiting to see. It's a test. It's a tester. I want to see how far it goes, how far the marketing goes.
All right, well, we're almost out of time here at the Luxor. We're talking to the great Criss Angel, the mind freak himself.
Did you see my collection of autographs? Did you miss my collection of autographs in there? We, star-studded you got Criss Angel autographs?
Plenty of them for sale. It doesn't look like they're moving fast.
I saw Jada Pinkett Smith's autograph. What?
Yes.
Why?
Because she's a huge star and a good personal friend of mine. And I've made her career disappear.
So you did a good job.
And I've also got Sully from Godsmack.
Yes.
And what, have you heard from him lately?
No.
See?
So
that's the kind of power
by
I
association,
have.
This could be one of the final Kevin Amede shows just because we're talking to you.
God willing, yes.
I couldn't help but noticing the Criss Angel drumsticks. My daughter likes to play the drums. Would you mind if I get a pair of those?
Sure. It's $14.95.
$14.95?
Yeah. What is that, a 20?
Yep.
All right, let me make you some change. Here's a fiver and a nickel.
And it is 7 minutes till 7 o'clock. We're broadcasting live. What?
Now you sound good.
I know.
You know, 7 minutes, 7 o'clock.
You know how when you've been drinking and you kind of know because people make fun of you that you're slurring a little bit, so you try super hard to not slur.
Try super hard.
Doesn't
tell me you're going to stop.
Doesn't help.
I'm going to stop.
Kevin talking to his daughter. Right
exactly. 6:53 Friday morning. Hey, what kind of cool stuff do we have coming up on the Kevin Amede Show? Duh. Lisa has a surprise guest in the 8 o'clock hour that she will not tell
worried.
Us about.
I'm worried about
don't
that.
Don't you worry.
Don't put the words "cool things coming up" and Lisa's guest.
No, I'm saying what kind of cool things. I don't know whether this is going to be cool or not.
I do because if it were a good guest, they would have run it by us, and we would have said yes.
It's the best guest ever.
Is it the makers of Fiddle Faddle?
No, although I love them.
Chocolate Fiddle Faddle all morning.
Why are we talking to Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park? What is that all about?
He's in town this weekend. They've got a big party going on at the Hard Rock, and there's a lot of artists that are in town right now. It's pretty cool.
So that's just to invite people who may be coming to Las Vegas for the weekend so they know what's coming up. Okay. Also, the director of the race and sports book here at the Mandalay Bay is going to be on, so we can preview the football season and other cool stuff coming up with him this morning on the Kevin Amede Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday. What's going on?
I've got the greatest news ever. Just found out yesterday that Ryan Seacrest will not be performing a monologue to begin the Emmys broadcast.
Thank God he's not funny.
He's hosting the Emmys this year.
But he will not be doing a monologue as the host of the Emmys to kick off the show.
That is good news.
You've heard his radio show. He doesn't do funny.
No, he's not funny.
Are they going to have like somebody from a big TV show come out and start?
Well, the good news is he's not doing a monologue.
Right.
The bad news is he's opening up with a musical number.
No.
And by that you mean he's singing?
Yes.
No.
That is so gay. Gay.
Yes.
Wow.
What? But
how great is that for us, though?
Well, that is true.
That Seacrest is going to be singing and dancing, making an ass of himself.
Wow.
We'll have material for years.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's something you can look forward to, or not, with the Emmy Awards.
Don't make me mad.
They took the worst choice ever to host the Emmys and suddenly made it good.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Vanessa Hudgens, there had been rumors as of yesterday that there was a nude photo of her circulating on the internet, and it turns out it's true.
You guys don't recognize the name, the lead of High School Musical.
That's right, one of the teen stars of Disney's High School Musical.
Gabriella.
TMZ.com says it's the real deal, and I've seen it with my own eyes. Someone of the K-Rock listeners was kind enough to send it my way, and I appreciate it.
What would that link be, Ralph?
I don't know, Kevin.
Well, you're not doing much,
get
much
on
of a
Google
job.
And put Vanessa Hudgens in there and put photo in there and hit search.
It's on all the, you know, the Perez's and the Superficials and those. They've all got it this morning. It's a nice photo.
Vanessa's a rep.
It's not 14-year-old Zach. For being
my dreamy Zach, my Zachy Bear,
it's a nice
my
photo.
Zachy Farms.
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, girls,
I just am happy to look at that because now I'm closer to Zach because I see what he sees.
Will you please just once in your lifetime admit to us that you say things like that to get a rise out of us?
I'm not trying. I'm just.
You say things like that just because we flip out and we can't believe it. Please just admit that one time and then you can go back to your ridiculous, you love the guys, blah, blah,
Look,
blah.
I'm no Mo, but Zach, you know, he's a hottie. That's all I'm saying.
I got news for you. Mo. Two words.
Back to you, Ralph.
Yeah, she needs to shave, by the way.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you've seen the
As an aside.
Yeah. She's got like a crew cut, but she needs to shave.
I understand.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Kim Porter, a long time on and off again love interest of rapper Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Diddly Daddly Doo Doo Combs, finally revealed why she left him last July. It seems, according to her, that he has a secret love child in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
If you left a rapper every time they had a kid out of wedlock, no rappers would ever have relationships.
I was reading yesterday, I think it's Travis Henry, the running back for the Broncos, I think he's with the Broncos now, has 9 different children, illegitimate children, from 9 different women.
Wow.
In 4 different states.
Oh, my God.
That's Is he the greatest athlete ever?
No child support, none of that going on.
Well, I'm sure there must be some.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. Meanwhile, Kim revealed this story about Puff Daddy in Essence magazine.
He spends way too much time in the bathroom filming himself, putting it online.
Part of it. She said this was a major part of her decision to up and leave Los Angeles with the couple's newborn daughters. She was very dramatic about the situation. She brought in friends to clean the house out, apparently. They took everything with her. Now, the rumor is they're reuniting because she was at his famous white party last weekend in the Hamptons, so...
Hey, we're white. How come we never get invited to those parties?
It's about wearing white, Kevin. It's not about being white.
I read a report about that party that Puffy is so strict about his rules that if you show up in something that's cream-colored, he makes you change out of it. He gives you house pants, for instance, that are white because it has to be white. It can't just be light.
I think it was Billy Joel came with his girlfriend or wife or whatever, and they made her change because she showed up in cream.
Isn't that unbelievable that that's not close enough?
By the way, I got to tell you, too, those parties, they're all the buzz. Everybody wants to get in, line out in front, the whole deal. They blow.
All parties blow?
No, just ditties.
Just ditties.
Ditties. Because remember we had David Alan Greer and he was in? He was like, they were on the mic every 5 minutes ago. You guys are the luckiest people in the world. You're the greatest party in the world.
They did tell you how lucky you are.
Shutting up and having a drink.
Soprano star Edie Falco has a new gig.
Yeah?
She has signed on for 3 episodes on NBC's 30 Rock this fall. It's a very different Falco cycle, Mike. Apparently she's looking forward to it. She said she hasn't done a comedy in quite a while. And so Tina Fey also, by the way, is very excited to have her on there.
She was the wife of Tony, right, on The Sopranos?
Imelda Soprano.
Imelda Margos.
Carmella, I believe.
Oh, Carmella, that's right. Yeah.
How quickly they forget. It's been off the air about 2 months.
She said a lot of the guys on the crew of 30 Rock wanted to do the Sopranos ending explained to them when she was working on the show. So you can understand that. And Jerry Seinfeld, by the way, kicking off that season.
Yeah.
He's the first episode.
They do get the guest stars on 30 Rock. I don't know who they know over there. But
well, Tina Fey has worked with so many of them on Saturday Night Live, I guess.
That show, I know Ralph didn't like it at all at the beginning, but even Ralph...
It was bad at the beginning. It was bad.
It was. It was not good.
But it has gotten considerably better.
I really like it. I mean, I think it's really good now. Very excited about that.
Britney Spears is indeed set to open this Sunday's MTV Video Music Awards here in Las Vegas.
We've got to run into her. I mean, we have to put ourselves in a position where we're in her hotel or whatever.
I want to tell her how cheesy her ass is. She's got a horrible ass now.
She went from having
a great ass to having a horrible ass.
Look at your huge ass.
Big,
that's what we'll
say. Dimpled cottage cheese having ass, mud flap hanging ass having bitch.
And she won't dress to hide it. That's what's frustrating
she
about it.
She forcing has no idea.
No idea, right.
She keeps flaunting it in our faces, and it's just repugnant to me how horrible her ass is. No story there.
It's just a bad ass.
She will be opening the show. She'll be doing her new single, Gimme More, and another new track called Cry, according to MTV.
Cry she's going to do because Gimme More is not going to go well.
Yeah. In her second number, Chris Sarantakos.
She'll cry because the first performance.
Have another melon.
Wasn't enough.
Have another melon, Ling Ling.
Another drink.
Chris Angel will be helping Britney out in the second number. Apparently, she's going to do some magic as well.
What's that going to sound like, Ralph?
Guys, is there any chance she will surprise us and come out and just kill it?
It's a train. It's just going to be a train wreck. It's going to be awful, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I really think she can't win. She's had so many bad things. Everybody thinks she's a bad parent. You know, she's K-fed. One wrong decision after another. I don't think she could make a song good enough to kind of counteract that and be back in people's good graces.
I mean,
I don't think it's possible.
If she went away for 6 months and we didn't hear much about her, and then she was unveiled and she looked healthy and thin again and had new material, then it would be worth getting excited about.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you see her in the tabloids, you know, like this, what she looks like this week and how little she seems to be rehearsing for this.
Yeah.
Every day, there she is going through a drive-through. This week, she got was out shopping on Beverly. She's going to get a fake tan. I mean, she's not spending any time on this thing.
I mentioned her ass.
Yeah.
It's not good, by the way. The show kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern. I guess that means 5 o'clock for us here on the West Coast. The pre-show, which will be Nicole Scherzinger.
Yes.
Scherzinger,
from the Pussycat Dolls.
From the Pussycat Dolls. And Lil Wayne apparently performing live from the casino's High Roller Poker Room. Poker? I don't even know her.
That's the way it's going to be. They're going to have a bunch of different suites. They're going to be performing all over the place in that hotel.
We were at the Palms last night. We went to the Playboy Club, which is at the Palms Hotel Casino. And they've got scaffolding all over the casino.
Lights
set up. Looks like they're going to be performing right from the casino floor. So, should be interesting.
Looks cool. And the other thing they're going to do this year is they're not going to replay it immediately afterwards and for the next 4 months nonstop.
Just get one shot to see it. This is it.
So, basically, if you want to see, you have to TiVo it or watch it live or whatever, because you know they're not going to give you the whole thing.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Julie Kavner from The Simpsons, of course. She does the voice of Marge and Marge's sisters, Julio and Alice.
I don't think Julio and Alice are the names.
I don't recall what the names are. Is it Selma and Velma or something?
Selma and
We don't need
Alice.
To know right now.
Are you sure that that our own Cat Corbett doesn't do the voice of Marge?
May, in fact. Why doesn't Psycho Mike chime in here and tell us what the names are? When we need him, why doesn't he speak?
He's no longer listening.
I don't think he knows.
He's not listening.
Selma and...
Why would I chime in when I have no effing clue?
There are people screaming in their cars right now.
I know. That's what bothers me, because now I have to answer the emails.
Here's the thing about Mike, though, is that he's got a computer right there.
Well, Dave the King of Mexico must be...
Well, he says Thelma
curiously.
Is what he says. Could it be? That doesn't sound right to me.
I think it's Selma.
Selma is definitely right.
Selma and Thelma?
Louise?
That's what DNS
is. Selma and Louise.
Selma and Louise. All right. You know what? It doesn't really matter. We all know who you're talking
but
about.
But they're going to email me if I don't get it right.
Email Ralph at KROQ.com.
No, I don't want the email.
Julie Kavner is the point of this story, not the voices she does on
56
the show.
56 years old today, Julie is. Leroy Moore of the Dave Matthews Band is 46
How can
years
you
old
sleep
today.
At night?
Angie Everhart, the supermodel, is 38 years old today. Tom Everett Scott.
Selma and Patty.
Patty, Selma, Patty.
Thank DNN.
He was right on it,
Patty,
man.
That's it.
King of Mexico, we call DNN, Dave News Network, because he's online all the time.
And knows everything about everything.
Not answering phones.
Right. So. Tom Everett Scott from ER, That Thing You Do, many other projects. He's 37 years old today. Chad Sexton of 311 is also 37. Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie is 34.
Yeah.
And Evan Rachel Wood from 13, from The Upside of Anger. She's got a new movie coming out, which looks great, with Michael Douglas, called The King of California.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, it looks awesome. She's a young daughter of a guy who's sort of basically a mental case. And he gets out of a facility and comes back home to be with her. And he's sort of nutty. And
right.
He believes that there is a pirate's treasure buried beneath his local Walmart.
Fantastic.
And starts making plans for how he can dig through Walmart underneath it to get to the buried treasure.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds very entertaining. She's 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Does the music have to be so loud?
I know. You need another Bloody Mary.
Oh,
that's the problem, Ralph.
I do.
Ralph and I and assistant producer Alex, different places at parts of the night, but, you know, got in about 2 or 3.
Ouch.
Start the show at 5:30. That doesn't work well.
No. I want to hear, and we don't have time right now, or maybe we do, why is Lisa May no fun?
You know, I was thinking about this because Kevin said to me off air, he's like, look, I love you. You know I do.
I do.
But
she's great.
What happened to you? You are no fun anymore. I realize the difference between here and New York is the time change. We don't have that three-hour cushion.
Because in New York, we don't have to start the show till 8:30.
Yeah, so I was cool going out with you guys in New York and staying out till 2, because at least we didn't have to start the show.
By the way,
but here
we all do it.
You know, I'm just not.
Are you a lightweight now, Lisa?
Yeah.
But you know what?
Towards the end of the meal, I thought we went to an amazing meal at a restaurant called Strip Steak here at the Mandalay Bay. If you ever get a chance, you really need to check it out. It's a great steakhouse here at Mandalay Bay. And so we go to the restaurant, and we have an amazing meal, and we got a couple bottles of wine, really good wine, and we're enjoying ourselves. We have cocktails. A listener was sitting at the table next door, recognized us, bought us a round of shots. And Lisa's really starting to loosen up. She's getting funny. She's getting flirty, sexy. She's going, I was like, all right, here we go. We're going out. That's all. We're all in the Playboy Club. What do you say, kids? Like, I'm going to bed now. Like, just when you get good, that's when you go to bed.
You know what I think it is, honestly, is that she goes out like a crazy woman in New York. And when we were in New York last time, she drank like a fish.
Oh, my God.
And you know how, like, you know.
She was dancing up in the bar at Hogs and Hatters.
Yeah, that's right. Gave him my bra.
Gave up her bra on the bar.
You know when you eat, you know, food, whatever the food is, and it makes you throw up, and then for a long time it's like, I don't even want to touch that food. It's a bad, like, feeling. That's what happened with her because she was throwing up like crazy in New York.
Oh, so miserable.
On the way over here, she's like, I'm not throwing up this time.
I'm not.
I did not like that.
I mean,
it never stopped me from drinking again. You know how many times I've thrown up from alcohol?
Me too.
Now, every year we travel to wherever the MTV Video Music Awards are. This year it happens to be in Las Vegas. And Lisa's right about the time change because most years it's either in New York or Miami over the last few years. And Miami, if I remember correctly, Lisa, you were partying pretty hard down there,
Miami,
right?
Miami was awesome. Yeah. Had a great time in Miami.
But again, it's 8:30 when we start the show. You know, here if you're out till 3, you got to start the show in 2.5 hours. That's rough.
That's brutal.
It's the price you pay.
That's
why Ralph and I are going to go probably take a nap together. We're going to spoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
In about a half hour.
Well, it has to
be. I'm not spooning with Bean. I know that much. You know why?
Why?
Shaved his mustache.
Well, of course
mustache.
I shaved my mustache.
What
now,
a quitter.
What a quitter he is.
Hey, Boom. You, Bean.
You had already Boom. Shaved yours. And then Kevin had already shaved his.
You were looking handsome there. You were rocking that whole Yanni look. You had the long flowing hair and
you
the big mustache.
You were a day away from a beanie.
All right.
That would have been so awesome.
A beanie and a striped shirt is where I was headed, like a French gondolier. Here's what...
Do you have gondoliers in France?
I don't know.
I think it's mostly
Maybe
Venice.
Italian.
Right,
Venice
they do, but the Italians are too manly. If you're going to wear a mustache like that, you must be French.
Last week, we talked to the American Mustache Institute.
Yes.
And that guy was trying to bring back the mustache, and he was all offended.
And I'm
when
all
people,
for it.
And I'm all for it, too.
So we thought it would be funny to grow mustaches just because, you know, we've given up on looking good.
Right.
So you might as well start dressing or, you know, mustache or facial hair or whatever
for comedy. Show our support for the mustache.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And am I wrong? Am I lying about this when I say...
You shaved.
It was all for one for all.
Right.
The arrangement was...
The Three Musketeers, by the way, also had mustaches.
Yes.
See how appropriate that
Interesting.
Is?
Interesting. But we were all going to do it. It was Kevin. It was Ralph. It was Bean. It was Mike. It was Omar. It was Lisa. All of us were going to grow a mustache, remember?
Right. Right.
And we even had the specific conversation where we said, look, either we're all going to do it, or none of us are going to do it. It's not going to be like a guy over here and a guy over there. The comedy is going to be having everybody on the show have a mustache at the same time.
Right.
Correct?
Then you shaved. I don't know why, but you shaved last night, and we're all very disappointed.
You just bowed to the pressure from your wife.
I show up in Las Vegas, and Kevin has already shaved. He had already shaved, and I said, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Well, it looked bad." And I'm like, "Of course it looks bad. It looks bad on all of us."
No, I didn't say it looked bad because I'm fine with that. I love the comedy, whatever. But I didn't like the feeling of it. I hated it. I just wanted to get it off. So. Like Thursday or Friday, I don't remember which day it was, I had shaved it. And I said, don't tell Bean, he'll keep growing a mustache.
Which I did.
So he kept growing his, quote, mustache, unquote, which looked like, I'm not kidding, you had a permanent marker and you just put some dots over his lip.
I'm not a hairy guy.
He was well freckled.
But the listeners, I think, were starting to get into the concept of Kevin being with a mustache.
Well,
they
you're
were.
Putting way too much work
into it. And you've
into...
ruined it by shaving. That's what
but I shaved mine after Kevin shaved his because he shaved his off. That's why once he was out, then the
so
thing
if
fell
Kevin
apart.
Kevin jumps off a bridge. You're going to jump off a bridge too?
No.
Here's what I like about Bean.
Be yourself. Be a man.
Here's what I like about Bean. He has no feeling for what's important and what's not important. So he was bummed.
I was bummed.
I think I saw a tear.
He was seriously upset with you, by the way, for ruining the mustache.
He was whining. He was like almost crying. He was like, Kevin, you totally ruined it. This was going to be funny. You know, and not only did I hate the feeling of it, we're on the radio.
Yeah. Right, but we have a website.
We've got a lot of visual comedy on the radio.
If we had a TV show, I guess I could see because each day you could watch whatever. But we're on the radio. What difference does it make?
Let me just say that I got an email from a K-Rock listener who watched our video up at krock.com, one of the new videos of us at the gun range.
Gun range.
Okay.
We went to the gun range here in Las Vegas and shot AK-47s. If you didn't hear us talking about it yesterday, you can go to krock.com. Lightning did a terrific video, okay? And the listener wrote and said, hey, I saw a little bit of your mustache, Bean. I was so excited. But what's up with the other guys? Very heartbroken. Very disappointed to find out that you guys weren't playing along.
Right. Here's what I'm going to say. No, he wasn't.
That's what the guy wrote. That's all I'm saying.
Imagine how heartbroken he is now that your mustache is gone is what I'm saying. You were the last bastion.
I know that that's what he said, but let's not put too much importance on us growing facial hair. I don't think anyone's losing any sleep over that.
Guys, I don't get a chance to be part of the cool kids very often.
You're not a part of the cool kids, with the mustache.
What I'm saying is this was an opportunity for me to be part of the group. I could contribute. I could do something that everybody was doing at the same time, and it was going to be fun. And then, you know, Ling Ling over here dropped the ball.
Yeah. No way you can grow a mustache because I shaved.
But I don't want to be the one guy with a mustache. It's funny.
Well, then
if
don't believe. You're not a true believer.
It's funny if we all have mustaches.
I'm like, Kevin ruined it. I'm so upset.
I was looking forward to the mustache bit, but now it's ruined because Kevin took his off, so I might as well just shave. This is the last you'll see of my mustache. He actually said that to me.
Yeah.
This is the last you'll see of it.
As if Ralph's going to go, no, please.
No. I go, someone should grab the razor out of his hands.
Lisa, how did it look? It kind of turned John a little bit, didn't it?
It looked like rat poo on your lip.
Well, there's that, I guess. All right.
That's it.
7:19. We're live in Las Vegas. I don't know if we're going to make it to the end of today's show, but stick around and find out. We're coming back with more after this on K-Rock. Oh, Ralph just came back with another Bloody Mary.
Nice.
Yeah, Ralph's in trouble. He's having a hard time today.
But this is what he needs to get him over the hump, though. This is how he's going to make it to the end of the program.
That's right.
At least when we get off the air today, we don't have anything to do, so we can take a nap.
Some of us don't have anything to do. Some of us are going on vacation.
Oh, we're going to interview 50 Cent today.
Allegedly.
50.
And we're going to do that. And we also have what
it's
else?
Mr. Cent to you, by the way.
The Maloof
Mr.
Brothers. The Maloof Brothers. One of the Maloof Brothers who owns the Palms Casino where the MTV Video Music Awards. We're supposed to get a tour of the place and get an idea of how the show's going to unfold. That's all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, Lisa has a surprise guest. We don't know who it is, but it has been booked for us to arrive just after 8 o'clock. And if it's somebody from freaking Mamma Mia, I swear to God, Lisa.
It can't be good.
It can't be good. There's no way it's good.
Right. There's no way it's good.
No possibility that it's good, because if it was, they would run it by us. We would say yes.
And so, we would be excited about it.
Yeah. We don't trust you. It's so good.
I mentioned go to krock.com, see the video of us from the gun range. While you're there, click on any of our email addresses if you want to send mail to the show. We respond to as many as we can. We read some of them on the air, and I think we got a few right now.
We do. Hello, Kevin and Bean. Attached is this week's timesheet. Please input your time in and time out, and the hours worked will automatically calculate.
Mother effer. Is that from that guy?
Yes.
Who sends that out every 2 weeks to fill out timesheets?
Yes. Yes.
We're full time. We work. It doesn't matter how many hours we work. We get paid the same.
We get that email every other week, and we don't do anything about it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I heard your segment on the show this week called Ask a Gay. It was very informative and very fun. Thank you for doing that. However, if you ever talk to that gay again, please tell him that he's a complete and total retard.
Wow.
Why is he gay and a Republican? That's like being Jewish and say, yeah, I belong to the Nazi party because I like their stance on the military. Look, they both hate you because of who you are. So it doesn't matter whether you agree with them or not. They both wish you didn't exist. What a dumbass. Anyways, by the way, there's quite a few gay Republicans.
Signed Senator Craig.
There are a lot of that, and it's funny, too, because he kind of knows that it's weird.
Well, all that says to me is here's somebody who is not a one-issue person. Here's somebody who says, I may not like the way they feel about gay marriage or gay rights or discrimination, but I like their economic stance, or I like what they're doing with the military or whatever. Anyways, love you guys. Keep on offending. By the way, I'm Asian. Where's Ask an Asian? Lick you later, Leslie. Hi. You may need to do Ask an Asian.
Might work on
the problem
that,
is when you ask an Asian, you can't understand what the F they're saying when they answer you. That's the problem.
That's a good point.
The freaking Asians.
I got an email.
You know what I'm saying about the Asians?
Yes.
Hear me?
They speak that Asian.
You hear me on that? They speak
very
that Asian
clearly.
Language.
Yeah. Here's one from our friend Mike, who we know from K-Rock. And Dave the King of Mexico, I think, is coming out to Vegas today.
Yes.
A little bit later on today. He said, hey, man, hope he doesn't do this at a party in Vegas. Check out Dave. He has a picture. Came over to my house to watch the game of football. Here he is 5 minutes into the game, asleep.
5 minutes in?
King of Mexico, 5 minutes into watching a football game is like just...
Goes to somebody's house to watch a game.
Yes.
Falls right asleep.
Oh, my.
Right asleep.
That's his MO, because he came over to my place to watch the UFC and was KO'd by like the third fight. He was just snoring. Sawing logs, too. Not like lightly sleeping. I mean, he's in a deep, deep sleep.
There was another time.
Did you give him a roundhouse kick to the head or something?
Omar was there, and he was drunk, so you know there was bad things going on.
There was another time when we were in Vegas, and he was trying to I had to go back for something. It was Saturday or something. He was trying to convince me to stay. You have to stay. We're at a party. It's going to be so great. Just harassing me to no end. So I said, I really wish I could, but I can't. I went back. And then I found out that he fell asleep here in Vegas on Saturday night when he wanted me to stay at a party at about 7 and woke up at about like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, Dave, well, he struggles. Psycho Mike, this one is specifically for you. This is from K-Rock listener Drew. Mike, I know you're also coming out to Las Vegas to join us this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bean, where are you guys staying in Vegas? I just want to let you know that there's a huge women's basketball tournament of Japanese players happening this weekend. The organization in charge of the tournament rents out the California and the Main Street Station hotels in downtown Las Vegas, so there'll be a flood of college-aged and up Japanese chicks. I'm just saying, I know you've got the yellow fever. So that's a tip for you, Mike, and any other K-Rock listeners that may also be coming to Vegas.
Yes, nothing like female Japanese basketball.
I agree, Ralph. For once, you and I are on the same page. There's nothing like that.
It's like watching a midget game.
I was going to say, they're not genetically cut out for the basketball, typically, and they're women.
There's any
by the way,
going on.
They're also nappy editors.
Oh,
what? Come on. I hope that's the alcohol
talking.
I'm
sorry, I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
It's a joke.
Doesn't matter.
It's a different team, too.
I got this from Miss Double December, a former Miss Double December. Christy?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, she's here in town. Here in town, yeah.
So what are your plans for the rest of the trip? Hope we can meet up for drink.
Yeah, that's what you need. More drinks.
Tell me hope you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
Hope we can meet up for drinks.
I hope you decline.
No.
Offer.
I'm in.
And finally, for me, Rosie in Northridge writes, hey, gang, this morning I'm driving to work when I see this cop on a motorcycle waiting for his next victim. Then I noticed he had a husky caterpillar over his upper lip. Why is it that so many motorcycle cops are sporting the mustache? Is it a requirement in order to be able to ride a motorcycle? Or is it just me noticing that, meaning I have nothing better to do on my way to work? Have you guys noticed that? Is there a lot of the motorcycle cops have the stash? Is it a tribute to chips, or what's that all about?
A lot of cops, period, have rocked the stash. Motorcycle.
Really? Cops have periods?
The husky caterpillars, by the way. K-Rock's LA Invasion.
Anyway, I just had to write. Wondered if you guys have noticed the same thing. You guys haven't ruled. Granted, you're no Rick D's, but you're still okay. Love you, Rosie.
Rick used to rock the mustache. Remember that?
Yes,
the day?
He did.
He used to have one, too.
Yeah. And my final one is we've been talking a lot in the last week about how our company hates us and they're looking for some reason to fire us. And I got this email from Misty. Okay, guys, so what's up with all this Our Last Show talk or the we don't know what tomorrow brings? Seriously, guys, the show cannot be over. The thought that actually – that thought actually takes my
breath.
Why
don't you just stop now?
No, I'm just saying,
while you're way behind.
It's like...
oh, it is cut off there on the side.
On the right
it?
Side, some of the words are cut off, so I'm trying to figure out what they are. She says that she can't imagine her 13-hour workday if she didn't have the Kevin and Bean show to listen to. And she really wants to know what all of the hassle is about. We can't tell you specifically what it is, but it has to do with a parody song that's rhymes with Schmeen like a Schmomo.
You're good.
Right?
You are good.
That's code.
Man, you should be a secret agent.
That's code. I don't know if you can figure it out or not. But, here's the thing. We've been meeting with our management, and if they get one single complaint, they freak out. So we thought, hey, you know what we should do? We should everybody sent in so many great emails supporting, saying, that's why I listen to the show. I don't want politically correct. I want people to say what they think. And we got probably, you know, hundreds of those. So I printed all of them out, and I was going to take all of them to the management. I was going to say, look at this folder of emails. This is what the people want from us. This doesn't somehow balance out the one person who complained. And they said... No, not really. It's not a popularity contest.
Right.
Yep.
Well, so the idea we had is, and this is I think what Misty was referring to, is we need to have a farewell show now or soon.
Prepared.
Because it's unlikely that they're going to let us have one when they finally decide to pull the plug on
the
show.
Yeah, then you're just gone.
You're
and
just gone.
It's like you were never there.
Oh, yeah. There's going to come a day where we're not going to be on. You're going to tune in. It's going to be Stryker. And then you're going to go to KROQ.com and there'll be no memory of Kevin and Bean on the website. It'll just be completely gone. So let's have the show like next week or the week after, something like that, where we get a chance to say goodbye and have people call in and have guests on and play bits from the past and remember the good old days.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I think that's a good
idea.
At
least you'll know. Our company pretty much has said, offend no one. And since that's absolutely not possible, we're gone soon. And there's really nothing we can do.
I was offended by the meeting, to tell you the truth. Yeah. I'm going to write a letter and complain. Yeah. See if that happens.
Anyway, Misty, that's what's going on. Thank you for your email. We'll take a quick break and come back from Las Vegas on the world famous K-Rock.
All I know is I'm a little bit worried about Kevin, because ever since we went to the gun range, Lisa,
yeah,
he's been doing a lot of research on guns.
Yeah.
I know. I think he's very excited.
I think he decided at the gun range here in Las Vegas, and again, you can go to K-Rock.com, see the video in the video section of Kevin and Bean. I think he's decided he needs to buy some firearms. I think he's decided his home needs to be better stocked.
Dude, fully automatic weapons are awesome. It was so much fun. And you can go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and look at the video of us shooting. Did you just say that?
I sure did.
Not paying any attention.
I sure did.
I was looking at Bean while I was saying that. He was looking at me like, what is wrong with you?
Now, I see you've printed out some research here to take back to your wife to explain why there's no good goddamn reason she can prevent you from buying guns.
By the way, if you want to see the video, you can go to krock.com.
We got that.
Oh, all right. Yeah, the United States has 90 guns for every 100 citizens.
Really?
9 out of 10.
I had no idea.
Does that surprise you?
It shocks me.
They 90 out of 100. There was a group that did a study, and the group is called the Graduate Institute of International Studies in Geneva. And the U.S. citizens own 270 million of the world's 875 million known firearms. And what they say is it's about 7 out of 10 in the world.
Right.
But without the United States, if you take the United States out of that, it would be 1 out of 10.
Meaning 1 out of 10 people in the world would own a gun, yes, if it weren't for the United States.
And you see, like, in Africa, Nigeria, places like that, you see, like, little kids with AK-47s. And so you think, wow, they have a lot of guns. No one's close to America.
Wow.
Not even close.
I'm proud.
We asked Producer Lightning to line up somebody to talk about this trend, which apparently is not going away anytime soon. And we're happy to welcome back to the program the former president of the National Rifle Association, the great Charlton Heston.
Yes,
ladies, on the
Charlton.
Phone right now. Hey, Chuck, how are you, man?
Now you're seeing things my way.
Yes.
Well, we don't know that it's necessarily a positive trend. We're just saying Americans seem to be more in love with guns than ever before, Chuck.
We're number one!
We are, by far, by the way.
Who's number two?
India is actually the second country with the second most.
I hate them Indians.
Well,
you got them in Will Penny, one of my favorite westerns. I got the circled wagons and we took off against Comanches.
No. This is the country of India. This is not the American Indians of the old west.
Now.
No, it's a different. This is dots, not.
We took their country. Now
right, dots, not feathers. No, Chuck, dots, not feathers. This is the different India.
Wow, what are you shooting there, Chuck?
Redskins.
No, okay. No, I was talking about the weapon.
What kind of weapon?
Yeah.
That was a Glockenspiel.
All right. Now, just to put things in perspective, India had the second largest civilian gun arsenal, but they only had 4 per 100. We have 90 per 100.
Well, we win.
How's Yemen?
Yemen is, let's see, what do they have? Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're second. They have 61 guns. Thank you, Chuck.
You should read the bit.
Thank you, Chuck.
That might have been my fault.
I just glanced at the story, and I had more facts in my head with Alzheimer's than you have reading the effing story.
I have drunk timers. What's going on here?
I think that may have been my error. I thought it was India. Sorry about that. So the Yemenis.
The Yemenites.
Right. What do we know about the Yemenites? Why do they need so many weapons,
better than
Chuck?
The Yemenis.
Okay. All
We're
right.
Better than the Yemen Pudlians.
This must make
Yemen ass.
This must make you super happy. I mean, you must be proud as the former head of the NRA that we have 9 out of 10 guns in America.
I was very proud until I saw Bean shooting a pink gun.
Well, yeah. At the gun range, that's what they handed me. Right.
Oh, yeah, you can see that video at krock.com. Go to the Kevin and Bean page and then click on videos.
And they say I have Alzheimer's.
Chuck, at your advanced age and with the Alzheimer's, I mean, it sounds like you still use guns. You still enjoy shooting. You go to the range. What do?
Do I enjoy it? Look at this.
Wow. What's that?
My penis. That's how much I enjoy it.
Now, let me just ask you this, because if 9 out of 10 Americans own a gun, I mean, your job is pretty much done. I know you're not the president anymore, but you still speak out a lot on guns and the right to have them. So are you finished? Is it over? Did you win?
I'm not done until 10 out of 10 Americans are owning guns.
90% is not enough?
No. We need that 10th person to own a gun. And if they don't own one, we'll shoot them. Then it'll be 9 out of 9.
And then it'll be 100%. Everything will be good.
The person will be a corpse.
Well, hard to argue with that logic, Chuck. I think you got your work cut out for you.
Hey, look, there's that test person now.
Oh, Chuck. Oh, come on. Hey, Chuck. Chuck? Wow. Mr. Heston? Chuck! Wow, this sounds bad.
I think that was a Yemenite.
We're all kind of starting to get a bad feeling in the pit of our stomachs because Lisa May has booked a guest that's coming up just after the top of the hour, and Lisa May doesn't book guests ever.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
The best guest
and
ever.
And no good can come from it.
Okay, when she says best guest ever, that really worries me.
This is something you guys wouldn't have thought of, but now when you hear what this is, you're going to go, oh my God, why didn't we think of that? That is such a good idea.
Bad surprise theater.
It's Clive Owen.
This is something for everyone.
Tuesday or Wednesday or something like
amazing.
That. Just better than Clive Owen?
Oh my God,
something
yes.
For everyone. Right. Something
wicked cool. Cool, yeah? Exactly.
All right, cool, yeah. We're going to find out who that is. Plus, it's Friday. That means the movie beat coming up in the next hour. And keep listening for your chance to win tickets to the K-Rock LA Invasion. Right now, 7:58, KRQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Couldn't be more excited to learn that the rumors of Vanessa Hudgens' nude pictures circulating on the internet are in fact true. TMZ.com has announced it's the real deal, and Vanessa's rep is even confirming this was a photo which was taken privately. It is a personal matter, and it is unfortunate that it has become public. No, it is not,
no,
my friends.
Not. If you don't know the name, she is the female co-star of the High School Musical sensation, and she is of age, and there must be more photos on that roll of film somewhere, Ralph.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah, I would too, Rodney. She's 18, she's charming, she's delicious, and she needs a wax. But other than that, because I've seen the photos. And don't email me and say, hey, Ralph, where can I see those photos? I forget. Somebody sent me one. So just go look.
Well, they're
yourself.
Everywhere. They're on all the sites, so.
Zac Efron, by the way, reportedly was the recipient of those photos. She took them for him when they were dating.
Another reason why Zac rules.
Shut up.
Another reason why he's the best person
Shut
in the world.
Shut up.
Andy Dick, acting out again. New York Daily News says he was spotted at a VH1 party approaching Scott Baio and trying to give him a kiss on the mouth. Apparently Scott's pregnant girlfriend, Renee, was not too pleased. Then Andy took his kissing bandit act on the road and started kissing other people at the party. One person was less than amused and had security escort him out of the party.
Liars.
What was that all about?
I don't know. Apparently Rodney has an insight on the story.
Don't just blame Rodney because you're playing bad drops.
Thank God.
That's right.
Ask Rodney. What does he know?
Paris Hilton wants to expand her repertoire.
That's what she said.
She wants to perform in London in a stage musical.
She can't act.
She apparently wants to roll as a singing lesbian.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. The musical's about women in prison. Women prison inmates. It's a musical, and she would be playing the role of a singing lesbian.
Okay.
I'm in. How much acting does she have to do to play a prison inmate, by
That's
the way?
True. That's a good point.
And a lesbian, for that matter.
Stay tuned now for the amazing Tammy Heidi.
That doesn't even make any sense, Rodney.
It doesn't. We're coming up to something else now. Also, of course, Transformers, huge hit, the big budget action-adventure version of the popular cartoon and comic book. Well, yeah, along those lines, Tobey Maguire, according to The Hollywood Reporter, has just made a deal to produce and maybe star in a new movie called Robotech, which, of course, was its own popular Japanese cartoon series. The series, if you didn't see it, took place in a time where Earth has developed giant robots from the technology from an alien spacecraft that's crashed on a South Pacific island. So it's more giant robots, basically, is what we're talking
about. I've never heard of the Robotech.
Robotech was great.
I haven't heard of it.
I don't know if the Robotech had their own toy line, but I know they were a very popular cartoon.
Really? All right.
Yeah. So you can see that soon.
Hopefully because I'm awesome.
Because you're awesome. Shut up, Toby, I hope he doesn't do like a dance with a robot or something, like emo robot. Like
oh,
he did with Spider-Man 3.
That scene in Spider-Man 3 was unbelievable.
Embarrassing.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah, mine too. Don't make me mad. All right. I don't need a Rodney Mr. T duet anymore.
Thank God.
Today's celebrity birthday.
Big girl, you are beautiful.
Rachel Wood.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Stop.
He's 20 years old today.
Yes. Kiss, kiss. Bang, 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 bang.
All right. Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie is 34.
That's what she said.
Chad, don't make me mad.
106.7 K-Rock, KROQ.
Shut up, fool.
Chad Sexton of 311 is 37 years old today, as is Tom Everett Scott.
That was a pretty cool song, don't you think?
Model.
You're not playing a song.
Is 38.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
That's Love, featuring Arthur Lee.
Shut up, fool.
Leroy Moore of the Dave Matthews Band.
Finally got accepted for a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Quit your chibber jabber.
And Julie Kavner. This is funny to two people,
yeah,
by the way.
Me and Mike, right there.
Julie Kavner, The Simpsons. You're kicking my headset off. Would you stop doing
apologize.
That? Make me mad.
I know.
Come on. You guys.
Don't make me mad.
Julie Kavner, of course, voice of Marge on The Simpsons, as well as her sisters Selma and Patty.
We found her. Quit your chibber jabber.
Cow.
6 years old today.
Captain.
You're Ralph Garvin.
Are you done?
It's not me. It's your friend Psycho Mike.
Shut up, fool.
And your friend Kevin with the Mr. Tita box.
I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, broadcasting live from Las Vegas for the MTV Video Music Awards. Assistant producer Alex.
My guest is here.
Lisa, what is this? Who is this dude? Why
Hello.
Is this guy in our studio?
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. I would like to introduce you to Kevin and Bean.
Now, hang on one second. Just before we do this,
right.
Just so people know, Lisa never books guests.
Well, of course not.
It's always us that books the guests, and she always says, hey, how about we go, no.
I saw a glaring hole in the schedule for Las Vegas of the... That's what she said. Of the guests that you had booked. And I knew that you just, I don't know how you missed
right.
this
particular
guest.
I don't recognize this
guest.
Guy.
I don't either.
I don't recognize this guy, but let me guess.
You a singer?
You must be in some sort of a stage show.
Yep, I'm in the third. Yep.
Not Mamma Mia.
Nah.
Okay. Right? Not Mamma Mia.
All right, what?
Not Spamalot.
Is it a Broadway play?
No, I wouldn't say
nope.
it was a Broadway play.
I would. 20 questions.
Do you sing?
No.
Do you dance?
Yes.
Ooh, he dances.
Ooh, how about Cirque du Soleil? Nah, nothing that technical.
You're not into any of those O shows or F shows or Q shows?
I haven't got that much talent.
All right.
Look at him. He's kind of, he's very muscly.
Yes.
He's very handsome.
Yes. And very
and
foreign.
He dances. Yeah. And he's, that's an Australian accent, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Australian.
And that would make you part of the?
Thunder from Down Under. Woo!
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No, you're not booking. This is not the Seacrest show, Lisa.
This is MC Maddie Friedel.
Okay.
So he MCs the show, and he's a dancer.
So the Thunder from Down Under, that's the group of guys
Men.
That dance for women.
Yes, they're at the Excalibur, right? And they do the hottest show in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. These guys are
right, thanks
so
for coming in. We appreciate
beautiful.
It.
Look, have you seen these photos?
All right,
let me
Lisa,
show you
calm
these
down.
Men.
Lisa,
my
calm down.
God
right, calm
in
down.
Heaven.
Let us talk to Maddie for 1 second here.
All right.
Does she have that right? That's right, Thunder from Down Under, you're at Excalibur?
Yeah, that's
and,
right. Yep.
And you MC the show and you dance on the show?
Actually, no, I don't MC the show. I don't know
you
where
don't,
you got that.
Where the MC come
no,
from?
No, I haven't even got that much talent.
But you're the guys we see on the billboards all over town, and you're all standing there with your shirts off.
That's right.
And you do a stage show where you come out and you just dance for an hour and a half and women throw panties at you.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a really fun lifestyle.
Women get liquored up and go crazy, don't they?
Absolutely nuts. Make no mistake about it. Women are far more wild when you get them with a bunch of their friends
right.
and a few beers
like
than
way
men
more,
would ever be.
Way
yeah.
more aggressive about, oh. you know, even at a strip club or whatever, the women are
yeah.
just out of their freaking mind.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those places where they can be free to do that.
Yeah.
It's okay because it's really not okay for us to be really aggressive and they're there for us.
And what's how long have you been
beautiful?
In the group?
I've been in the group now for 8 years, so I'm
eight
the old man.
Years?
The show.
Wow.
And yeah, it's really, honestly, it's the best job in the world. So.
I don't know how it works, but do you have a specialty dance that you do? Are you a fireman? You come out of your
right?
car? Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, got the stereotype of one. I'm a fireman.
Really?
Yeah. But we changed the
How's
show.
Your hose?
What's that?
What are the rules in the clubs in terms of touching? For the audience. Are they allowed to touch you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're encouraged.
Really?
It's
encouraged.
It's a lot different to like a
than a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you wear at your least on stage? It's not a nude thing, right?
No, it's not a nude thing. That's pretty much illegal.
You just go down?
Like a,
oh, really?
Yeah.
You just go down to your panties pretty much?
Yeah, to a thong.
Dude, there's
a very masculine thong.
There's nothing illegal in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you're right.
Really?
We've learned that.
Yeah.
Do any of the guys ever like meet a nice lady at the show and...
Yeah, most maybe. Nights. Yeah,
yeah. I've met hundreds exactly? over the world. Of all of these, which ones do you think normally do that? They're all really. This well, guy, they go this through. Guy, nah, that guy. Oh my God.
Lisa's showing him through stages. Lisa's showing him a picture of all of the dancers.
You can circle these for me later.
Lisa wants to go to the show, but that's commonplace. I would imagine it would be, but it's okay with the club if you meet somebody that night and you want to hang out after the show. You can do that.
Yeah, as long as you don't do it on the property.
No wonder it's the best job in the world.
I told you.
All right. Now, we had a conversation earlier in the week about this because we were talking about your show because we were looking at all the options of things going on in Vegas. And we were trying to figure out if that would be a show that gay guys would be in. But it sounds like sounds like you're talking a lot of straight guys.
The dancers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but
what percentage? All the guys are straight.
Yeah, it's not really? You know, it's not a good place for men to meet men because you both perform to like no, but thousands of women.
But
a
you
week
can make a lot of money.
But really, yeah, buff true, dancers, yeah. You think?
Yeah,
yeah, you know.
Like yeah, like, but good, like the rest of the strip. Yeah, no, you're right.
like good looking guys that are oiled up and dance.
Right.
You know, right. That to me says gay.
Yeah,
No,
most of the guys, their motivation for getting into the show is to meet women.
Meet the women, yeah. Now, you say you've been doing it 8 years, Maddie. Is there going to come a time where they're going to say, I'm sorry, you're too old, you can't be in the act
oh,
anymore?
Oh, God, I hope not. But, yeah, there's bound to be a time, isn't there, you know? I'll be doing, like, the Sunnyvale circuit if I
finished. You have a bunch of different characters, too, like Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, yes.
What are the other kinds of...
A whole bunch of stuff. We do a tribute to the 1970s. We've just changed... we changed our show the whole time. We're going to do like a 300 theme. I'm looking forward to that.
A 300 theme?
Yeah, I'm growing a beard for that one. So
you're going to cut people's heads off? And
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, all that sexy stuff.
YMCA, you do that?
Yeah, we do, but we're phasing that out. There's too many of the gay connotations and stuff, so we are actually phasing that one out, and we're going to do like a smooth
criminal. Do you do a cowboy?
Actually, our finale is a cowboy.
It's a cowboy.
Yeah, so it's a group routine.
Hey, Mike, shut up.
I'm sorry.
Mike is he's running the controls back at the studio in Los Angeles. He's so jealous he's not here in person to meet you, Maddie. You have auditions for new dancers?
Yeah, constantly.
Why, you want to join?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, I'm here in Vegas, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, we need a new guy right now, actually.
What is what's your family back home in Australia say? That you broke free, you're not only living in Las Vegas, Sin City of the world, you're dancing in the thunder from down under. What's their reaction?
I'm a perpetual disappointment to my family.
Oh,
I've got two sisters that are doctors, and here I am stripping. Be honest with you, they love it. They, my grandmother's come to see the show, and it's because it's the style of the show.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just a second.
Seriously.
So you're on stage all oiled up, acting like a cowboy or whatever you say. And your grandmother is there?
Well, hang on. Let me validate that. She can't only see like about 6 or 7 feet.
Okay, good.
No, seriously, it's very much a stage show. It's very, it's not bump and grind, so it's nothing that I'd feel embarrassed having any of my family members at. You
it's
know?
Fine.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
I couldn't do like a bump and grind routine that would.
Did your grandma shout out, "Take it off"?
Yeah. God, I hope not.
Now, do some of you guys get into the show because they want to act or dance on stage? They'd like to be able to move over and be in other non-stripping shows?
Yeah, actually, one of the guys, he's a very talented performer, but he's that good that we've let him actually go to LA during the week and pursue his acting career.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then on the weekends he comes here and makes his money and then heads back to LA. And,
how about that?
Yeah. Lisa, how do you rate Maddie? You're sitting right next to him.
Maddie? He's hot.
Pretty buff, right?
Yeah. He looks awesome.
Now we know why Lisa
look better with his clothes on.
Now we know why Lisa booked the guest.
But it's interesting to meet a guy like Maddie because it makes you realize how girlish Psycho Mike's figure is. I mean,
true.
At K-Rock, Psycho Mike is considered to be a guy who's pretty buff. You see a guy like Maddie come in and you realize that Mike's just a kid.
Yeah, he's just a baby.
Do you want to go out with
him? No, I'm just saying.
Mike's got some work to do.
He's just got a long way to go to get to this level. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Now, Mike, who we're talking about, has some specialty dances, and I just want to run some of these by and see if anyone in the group does any of these.
Yeah.
Does anyone do the shopping cart?
We do like the sprinkler and stuff like that.
The sprinkler,
do
that,
not on stage, but we do that. Well, actually, one of the guys likes to party, and when he goes out to clubs and stuff, he gets a few beers into him, and he busts out the sprinkler and the.
Well, Lisa May would like to be the lawn. I don't mind telling you.
What about the grave digger? Do you do that one?
No, but actually, now that you mentioned that, we'll probably bring that in.
Do you do the tornado?
Nope.
Flight attendant?
Nope.
Let's see. Climbing the ladder?
No.
Washing the windows?
Nope.
Tug of war?
No.
Climbing the rope to nowhere?
No.
None of those, huh? Really?
We do the reverse park.
The
reverse park.
Oh, that's nice.
Reverse park.
And the backpack.
I got to add that on.
And the backpack.
And the backpack.
And what, What about Psycho Mike's closer, the Siberian Pelvic Destruction?
No,
do that one. Okay,
that might be his signature move. Isn't it?
Well, I'm going to tell Lisa that she is right. That had she pitched you as a guest, we may have said no.
Right, fair enough. You would have been wrong.
But let's face it, all types are coming to Las Vegas. The Thunder from Down Under is playing at the Excalibur Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas Sunday through Thursdays at 9, and then you got two shows on Friday and Saturday. You can call 800-933-1334. You know, it's funny. For years, Kevin, we've joked when people have said, what do you guys do? We go, well, we're in the touring company, the Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah.
Now I realize, I mean, Maddie, we couldn't probably make the show.
No.
Now we need to change it to Stomp.
Exactly. Maddie, great to meet you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
Bye-bye. You. 821, System of a Down next, plus Ralph's got the movie beat. Lisa, I don't recall ever seeing you kiss a guest goodbye before.
Well, it was just a friendly kiss on the lips with tongue. I think that was fine.
That's what
he
I noticed.
He seemed fine.
He's just sitting out there just listening to the music. Just sitting in the casino, just tapping his feet, listening to the music, going, wow, I'm having
Where
a good time.
Is
having
he?
Drinks.
Is he over there?
And I think he just got up. I think
oh,
he's
my God.
Chatting with Christy, Miss Double December. Yeah.
Kevin is one of the only people on the show who actually can listen to the Kevin and Bean show sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just in the casino gambling.
She said, I have a surprise for you. I have a surprise for you. And I said, not a drink. I'm not taking a drink. I'm so, you know, smashed right now.
Yeah.
So she says, yeah, just a shot. Only a shot. And then she comes in like a 16-ounce cup. Right. That's what her idea of a shot is.
But so you didn't drink it?
Drank the whole thing down immediately.
Right. Good on you. All right. 8:27 on the Kevin
Good
and Bean show.
Good on you, mate. Bean thinks he's one of the Thunder from Down Under now.
Well, I'm going. I got an audition it too.
Do you?
Oh, they're just being kind.
8:27. It's Friday. That means Ralph is here, and it's time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching one man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies,
no matter where he turns, there's just no escaping his destiny.
Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
If Bean became a member of Thunder from Down Under, they'd have to change it to the Failure from Australia. I had to wait my entire intro to get that joke out, but I
really wanted to do that.
It was well worth it.
Well done.
I had Blunder from Down Under, but I didn't think it would be funny. So.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, movies.
Yeah.
This weekend. There's about a half a dozen new ones in theaters.
Shoot them up.
That's coming up.
That's
the one I'm looking forward to.
Wait.
I'm going to have to go today, I think, to find a theater here in Las Vegas and go see it.
I've never watched a movie in Vegas, but
really?
That's a good... No, I mean, you know, you're always gambling.
I saw Casino Royale here.
That's perfect to see here.
That was the last one I saw here, yeah. A bunch of new theaters in... bunch of new movies, rather, in theaters this weekend. First and foremost, we've got Shoot 'Em Up, which I'll get to in just a little bit, but let's talk about some of the other ones, shall we? The Brothers Solomon is a comedy that is going to be in theaters this weekend, starring about half the cast of Saturday Night Live. You got Will Forte, who, of course, is in Saturday Night Live. He was the least funny guy on the show. Kristen Wiig, who's a pal of mine. She was in the original Joe Schmo with me, and then she's gone on to bigger and better things. She's on Saturday Night Live. Very, very talented actress.
Would she take your call today?
No.
No.
And Will Arnett.
Okay,
was,
I love him.
He's
like
our
Will.
Buddy. Seen most recently, I guess, in Blades of Glory.
He's good.
He's a very, very funny guy. Of course, he was in Arrested Development as well. The two Wills play John and Dean Solomon, who are two losers who were homeschooled in their days when they grew up on the North Pole.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's one of those movies. It's wacky.
Another
it's
one
wacky
of those?
And crazy. And they have to find a woman to bear one of their children to fulfill the dying wish of their father. See how convoluted this thing is?
Wow, no kidding.
Anyway. The two guys go through a series of hilarious hijinks in order to find a woman willing to have one of their babies, because they're both big losers.
Right.
The brothers.
They're not used to being in society, so they're awkward.
Once again, Bean, you've crystallized my thoughts.
Guys, I'm pretty sure the audience gets what that one's about.
You think?
Yeah.
Here's a little scene from the movie where Will, both of the Wills, Forte and Arnett, are talking to an African-American gentleman, inquiring as to his profession.
So, you're a janitor?
Oh, that's right. I'm a black man, so I must be a janitor. Racist-ass stereotyper.
It's just you're wearing a janitor's outfit.
Oh. So a black man can't just go in a thrift shop and buy a janitor's outfit?
No, he can.
What do you do? I'm a janitor.
See? Yeah, came back around on that
one. That sounds funny.
All right.
Except for Will Forte reading every line like this.
Yeah, he does. That's true. Yeah.
I can't believe there's no professional ping pong being played in that movie now that I've heard the clip.
Can't either. You want a better movie?
Yes.
Sure.
How about 310 to Yuma?
Okay.
Looks
yes,
good.
Looks good.
Does.
Russell Crowe, Christian Bale, Gretchen Mol, I'm telling you. This is a remake of one of the great westerns of all time.
You don't see a lot of westerns coming out.
Not enough. Not nearly enough goddamn westerns, in my opinion. I love me some westerns. This is a great film. Christian Bale plays a rancher who is struggling to support his ranch and his family. Desperately needing money, he takes a bad, bad job, which is to transport a notorious felon into the hands of the authorities at a prison in Yuma, Arizona. As the two are on the road, the felon starts to tempt this rancher by saying, if you let me go, I'll give you more money than they're giving you to transport me to prison. So it's about a good man trying to do the right thing and being tempted by a bad man. Here's a scene where Russell Crowe's character, he plays the felon, is tempting Christian Bale with more cash than he possibly ever could have dreamed of.
Just lay down your gun and let me walk out the door. It's worth $400 to me.
You're so sure that your crew's coming to get you?
They're coming, Dan. Sure as God's vengeance, they're coming. But I just like to do things easy.
Well, you tell me, Wade, how would I account for that amount of money? What would I tell people when I spend it? That you got the jump on me, you escaped, and somehow I got a fortune.
Nobody needs to know.
See?
It's $400?
It was a fortune back then, man.
Yeah.
Oh, what year was it?
Late 1800s.
Oh, yeah. That, you know what? Say Russell Crowe and Christian Bale, you got me. I mean, those are such terrific actors.
Two guys, by the way, who do impeccable American accents.
Right.
Yeah. You got an Australian and an English dude, and they're both just freaking brilliant. Looking forward to that enormously, as I am Shoot 'Em Up.
Yes.
This looks terrific. Clive Owen stars as Mr. Smith, who is described as the angriest, most hard-boiled man in the world. I always thought that was Kevin, but apparently it's Mr. Smith in this movie. He delivers a newborn child in the middle of a gunfight, which I'm already in.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Why does he deliver? Is he a doctor?
No. No.
Guy at the right place at the right time to help a woman.
Baby starts coming. He does the right thing. And then he finds out that for some reason all these dark forces want the baby dead. They start trying to assassinate the baby. And he wants to find out why, first of all these bad guys want the baby dead. And then he's got to protect the child. So he does it with the help of his friend, who's a prostitute, played by Monica Bellucci. Yeah, why don't more prostitutes look like Monica Bellucci, by the way? Paul Giamatti's the head of the bad guys, Clive Owen. Apparently, there's every possible permutation of gunfight as you can possibly have squeezed into this movie.
But it looks super, super creative, like
not
clever.
The same
too.
Old gunfight. Like Crank. Remember how Crank you thought was an action film just turned on its head because that's such a compelling story and such a unique take? This movie strikes me the same way. Here is a scene with Clive Owen playing Mr. Smith, and he is asking Monica Bellucci, the prostitute, for help in protecting this child.
I want you to take care of this baby for a while. $5,000. That should keep you off your back for a couple of weeks.
For all I know, you snatched the kid. I don't want to be an accessory for kidnapping.
I didn't steal the kid, trust me.
Trust you? I don't even know your real name. Who are you, really, Smith?
I'm a British nanny, and I'm dangerous.
That's all you need to know. Who are you really, Smith? I just want to F her voice.
Well, that's very nice, Ralph. It's wonderful to hear your story. I wonder if anyone else cares.
Is that
possible? Be my review. I picked this week, Shoot 'Em Up. I want to F Monica Bellucci's voice.
You know, it's interesting because Clive Owen's Children of Men, which is his terrific movie from last year,
yes.
Same plot.
Protecting a baby from people
who are trying to kill it. And that was a great movie,
He's a sensitive guy with a big gun.
Yep. And he's going to get the last laugh that he didn't get picked for James Bond, because he's going to be able to go off and do movies like this, and movies like Children of Men, and all up and down the spectrum, not be tied into that character, and probably be the better for it.
He's my James Bond. He's been in my head and in my pants, he's James Bond to me.
It's been like 100,000 action movies. You know what I mean? You're going to do another action movie, but this looks so creative and different and cool.
I agree. I'm picking Shoot 'Em Up this weekend as the must-seeing movie. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
I'm sorry I did that.
I'm embarrassed that I did that.
It was just
did a bad thing.
It's just a shot. Kevin, you're in Vegas. It's okay. It's just one shot. Why are you regretting that shot? You didn't regret any of the shots last night or earlier this morning.
Well, Miss Double December, former Miss Double December, Christy is here. And she said we were going to do shots, and then she gave me like a 16-ounce glass shot.
But you still drank it as if it were a one-ounce drink, right?
Within a second.
Within a second.
Yeah.
We may not make it to the end of the show.
No.
Let me tell you, it's Kevin and Bean. We're live at the Mandalay Bay. And by the way, Jay Rood, who is the director of the race and sportsbook here at Mandalay, is going to come in just after 9 o'clock to tell us what's going on that end of the business. But there's so much stuff when the MTV Video Music Awards are in town. There's so many other things happening in Las Vegas that your head explodes with trying to figure out where to go. There's so many parties, so many shows.
Right.
My cab driver on the way from the airport to the hotel on Wednesday says, oh, yeah, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. You know, Lincoln Park's in town. They're at the Hard Rock. That's a lot of people coming in for that.
How about
I'm thinking,
that?
We know those guys. We should find out what those guys have got going on this weekend. That's where we got Mike Shinoda on the phone from the band Lincoln Park right now on the world famous K-Rock. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
How's Las Vegas treating you?
All good, man. We're actually, a lot of us are flying in today, and we'll be there all weekend. And like you said, we're playing the Hard Rock.
Can anyone else hear that gigantic echo that we have on this phone?
Psycho Mike doesn't care.
Psycho Mike, can you fix that, please? It's really hard to concentrate.
He's not even listening to
the show. I'm trying my best to write it. That's the best I could do. I don't know.
So, Mike, you're telling me you guys don't take advantage of a Saturday night show in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock and come in and spend the weekend? You just fly in, like, right before, like rock stars?
Well, we just finished Project Revolution, so a lot of the guys are pretty they're pretty tired. It was a big tour, and it was probably one of the most memorable that we've ever had.
I've never seen a band play more than Linkin Park. When they tour... You know what I mean? It's like comedians do a 7 and 9:30 show in one night.
Right.
These guys are playing like three shows a day. Bizarre.
They do give the fans their money's worth. And by the way, how satisfying is it for you to have Project Revolution not only be such a commercial success to have sold so well on the road, but critically, this was the best reviews the band has ever gotten.
It was phenomenal. I mean, we definitely put a lot of work into kind of upping the ante as far as our live show has gone. And I mean, it paid off in the mind. I think for us, it was just keeping things exciting. You know, every night the show was a little bit different. We had multiple set lists. We had, I wouldn't say it wasn't over the top production, but it also was, it was something different for us. We had the basically LED, kind of like these digital screens, and we could manipulate the imagery that went on with that. So it was, it went along with the show, I think.
Now, is this one of those things where they're going to point you in the right direction, and they're going to say, okay, you go there and do this, or do you have any idea what you're doing this weekend?
Oh, I think we have a general idea of what's going to happen. Tonight, we're actually coming in tonight to play this Tau Xbox event.
Right.
Just playing a couple songs there, hanging out at the party there. Tomorrow, we're playing the parking lot at Hard Rock. They have a club called The Joint, where we played before, but The Joint wasn't big enough, so we're going to go do the parking lot.
Yeah, The Joint holds about, 90 people. Something like that. It's really tiny.
Right.
And then an actual full concert tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's Hard Rock.
Oh, that's Hard Rock in the parking lot.
It's. It's
okay.
Going to be, for anybody who's around, you guys are welcome to come. We're going to be playing a full set. Actually, I think Styles of Beyond is going to be opening up, so it'll be a good show.
Is it free to anybody to come down to the parking lot, or do you have to have a ticket? Or
I believe you have to have a ticket, but obviously, since it's outdoors, you're walking by, it's not going to be. It'll be pretty easy to sneak a peek or sneak a listen.
Here's what's funny: Linkin Park playing the parking lot of the Hard Rock, and it's free, and we've been told we can't go.
Who told you we couldn't go?
I don't know. It's one of Alex or Lightning.
When we tried to line it up, you mean?
Yeah, they were like, we don't have an invite into that party. It's out in the parking lot. It's free.
Well, I think it shows where we rate in the showbiz hierarchy. If you're just joining us, this is our friend.
You guys know people, though.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, they don't even take our calls. This is Mike Shinoda, of course, from the band Linkin Park. We're talking to on the phone about the weekend in Las Vegas. You guys have been on several of the MTV Video Music Awards, and, of course, you won those awards in the past. Is it just a coincidence that your show is here this weekend, or is it because that's also going on Sunday night?
Well, we are in town for the VMAs. That was first and foremost, and then the rest of the stuff kind of fell into place. We figured, since we're going to be in town for VMAs, why not make the most of the weekend? It's Vegas. It's not that far from home. You know, right. The other shows in the past have been in Miami and New York, and you know, it's a little bit more of a, it was a little more of a stretch. To be honest, a lot of our guys enjoy Vegas. They like to gamble. They like to have fun out there. So, you know, we figured we'd make the most of it.
Which member of Linkin Park would you guess is going to gamble the most, lose the most, and have bloodshot eyes and just be crying?
There's that actually, what you said splits into two categories. The person who's going to gamble the most is going to be our drummer, Rob Borden.
Okay.
But he's not going to lose the most.
Oh, I see.
Because he's
good at what he does, right?
Actually really good. Delson, our guitar player, gambles a lot too, but I don't know. I think that he plays it a little safer. Both of those guys are funny. I think what we're going to end up doing is hopefully getting a table where we can play a little Texas Hold'em with just us and our friends and some other people. I even heard some of the people from Project Revolution are in town.
Dude, I will so take all of your money in poker.
We have seats, man. Let's do
it. All right. I'm going to be there. I will take all of your hard-earned money.
Kevin came in first thing this morning, Mike, and I said, how'd you do? Because he's really into the poker, right? I said, how'd you do? He's like, well, up 400. I'm like, hey, that's fantastic. He says, well, I mean, at one point I was up 400.
Dude, I'll tell you what a gambler our drummer is. On this tour, he was either up or down like $3,000 to
$5,000. Ouch.
Backgammon. Not even playing like poker.
I don't even know how to play backgammon. Sorry, it was a slip of the tongue.
You don't even know how to say backgammon.
That's an excellent point, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great weekend in Las Vegas, and I know that there are a lot of people right now who are in their head, they're weighing, how early can I get out, or do I even have to go to work today? Because this sounds like the weekend to come to Las Vegas, I'll tell you. And, of course, not just the MTV Video Music Awards at the Palms on Sunday night, but as Linkin Park said, they're playing the show in the parking lot at the Hard Rock on Saturday, too.
Is it possible that Brad is going to get the key to the city because of his afro?
Well, we can only hope.
Yeah. All right.
Mike, we'll be looking for you this weekend. Always great to have you on the Kevin Bean Sean K-Rock Band. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, dude. Bye.
I'd like to point out, by the way, that I, Bean, am holding a drink in Las Vegas here at the Mandalay Bay.
It's
Bean.
A Shirley Temple.
But with three cherries. That's how I roll.
You know there's no alcohol in that.
Well, yeah, I didn't say
there's no alcohol.
I said it's a drink.
But what's the point?
Miss December 2004, Christy bought me this Shirley Temple. So,
did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm styling.
She
I'm
bought me
saying.
A gallon shot of vodka. She brought you a Shirley Temple.
I'm just saying
and
I'm
Kevin,
cool.
Being the pro that he is, knowing that he's not faring so well in this morning show,
yeah.
Downed it. Just did the whole shot.
Well, she said, I'm going to bring you a surprise. And I said, not a drink. There's no possible way I'll have a drink because I'm too drunk already.
Right.
I don't feel well.
Right.
And she said, do it for me. And I said, okay.
And how do you turn those down?
All right, fine.
And you looked at the magical cans.
Yeah.
Wrapped up in some sort of pirate flag.
She has never looked better than she does today. It's 8:55 on the Kevin Bean Show, live from Las Vegas. Ralph's here with the final showbiz report of the week.
Of the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I need a vacation,
Ralph's on vacation.
I need a vacation after this trip, so I'm going to take next week off.
I'm surprised you ever go on vacation when you see the emails of how your fans react to Kevin and Bean doing the showbiz news.
Trust me, it's with a heavy heart I go.
Yeah.
Because I know,
you
what,
know you're hurt.
I know
you're
what's going to happen to them for a week when
well,
I'm taking some time
we
off.
We bring it down a notch. We don't want to make you look bad.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Maybe I think you'd take it down about 8 notches. Maybe you can just take it down 5 notches.
Bean actually, what that is Bean just reads from the paper.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. We do miss you when you're gone, Ralph. I
well,
think that's all we're saying
I appreciate
here.
That. Not much, but.
Sad news, if like me, you're a big fan of Jenna Fisher's.
Oh, yeah. Office. From The Office. Pam on The Office, you
Pam
bet.
Pam on The Office. I love her.
I do, too.
She's great.
I had a chance to chat with her when I did the press junket for Blades of Glory, the Will Ferrell movie that she was in, and she was very good in that.
Adorable.
But she is just a charming, lovely lady, and I thought that her marriage with her director husband was pretty strong, but apparently she's filing for divorce.
Aww.
They're splitting up.
I think when she was talking to you about how much she liked you, Ralph, I think she was kind of hinting that
she
that was coming.
To let me know that there was a... something in the offing, and I should put my bid in.
Lighting, why would you bring your shots?
Why would you bring Kevin shots? More importantly,
what are they? They're blood red. What is that kind of? What alcohol am I looking at here?
It's actually cow's blood, like they do in Africa.
A drunken cow's blood.
Yeah,
that's how you
look
get the
how
alcohol.
Full Kevin's is.
I know. What's
way
that?
More full than ours.
I can't mix this with a Bloody Mary. Hooters. I will brap.
Did she say what it is?
They're purple Hooters.
Oh,
and
that's
what's
why
in
she's
that?
Grabbing her boobs out there.
Oh, okay.
Purple Hooters.
Speaking of Hooters, seriously.
I know. Unbelievable.
Come on, let's just see them once, Christy.
Glass.
Come on, let's just
put them on the glass.
Put them on the glass.
Come on.
Put them on the glass.
Is Las Vegas the best place in the world ever?
That's what I'm talking about.
My whole life I've been waiting for that moment.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Oh, God bless you.
Where's Lightning with his goddamn camera now?
Right. He has videotaped everything we've done since we got off the plane on Wednesday.
We're in the taxi cab right now. Hey, how do you feel about paying the taxi? How do you feel about paying that?
He's interviewing everybody all the time.
He's videotaping us signing registration into the hotel, yet Christie's got him on the glass. No camera, no pictures.
Yeah. She put him right up on the booth.
They're just even better than I ever imagined in my wildest dreams.
Nothing, no story I could do, no showbiz report I could do could possibly...
It's tough to top that. But people listening didn't see it, really?
Well, that's their loss.
Maybe you should move on.
They should be in Vegas. No.
So what you're saying is after 7 years, Jenna Fischer on the market and she will be yours.
I feel bad because I just adore her and I'm sure this is a very difficult time.
She seems like the sweetest person in the world.
Genuinely, in my impression of being with her, my oppression of her, was very sweet and I feel bad. So there you go.
She should be here looking at Christie's naked boobs on the glass. That would cheer her right up.
How great were those?
The best. Anyway. Perfect.
Can't get them out of my head.
I mean, flawless.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of flawless boobs, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, please. Oh. Huh. That's ugly.
Interesting.
I'll take care of your erection.
Yeah, no kidding.
She is having a star-studded fundraiser for her choice for a president. She is backing one of the candidates. See if you can guess which one.
It's got to be Senator Brownback.
I'm so fat.
I'm guessing
Mike Huckabee?
I'm guessing the black one.
Ron Paul?
Yes.
Ron Paul. Okay.
It's either got to be the black one or the chick, but...
Yes, well, she's black first before she's woman.
Yeah.
Bros before hoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So she's going with Obama.
She is backing Barack.
All right.
She's having a giant fundraiser at her $64 million California ranch. And I heard that she wanted to have it at the San Ysidro Ranch, which is a big resort up there near Santa Barbara. She originally wanted to have it there, but there was a couple getting married there.
Right.
And
you have to book that stuff like a year ahead.
At least at that place, because that's a very popular place to get married. So she contacted the couple and asked them to please move their wedding because she wanted to have it for a fundraiser.
Wow.
And they said, no. And then she offered them apparently a sizable sum of money to do it. And they still said no. So she got very upset and decided just to have it at her house.
They should have said yes, taken the money, and then just do the wedding there anyway.
In the middle of the Barack
What's
Obama
she gonna do,
fundraiser.
Throw them out?
By the way, Barack Obama, who started off with a great deal of promise when he announced his candidacy, has really fallen off the radar and is running very, very far behind Senator Clinton right now. It'd be interesting to see if he gets a bump from Oprah's endorsement, because there are people, as Kevin and his wife know, who will do whatever Oprah tells them to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
Apparently, she loves Barack. She loves the backers of Barack, but she won't let them in her house. Instead, they will be dining outside on blankets under tents, according to this story.
Does my butt look big?
Yes, your butt does look big, but that's not the point.
I can't imagine Oprah sitting on the ground cross-legged eating.
Not really.
And by the way, what does it say about America if she'd let a white senator into her house, but apparently not a black senator?
See? See how she rolls? Playing blackgammon? That's what she's doing.
Dude, she likes her stuff.
Oh, what are you suggesting? Barack Obama's going to steal from Oprah if he gets in her house unsupervised?
Oh, how dare you, Kevin?
I'm saying I'm saying when you have a lot of people over that you don't know, that's not good.
You're saying Barack Obama's a thief.
No, I'm saying a lot of people she doesn't know will be in her house. That's bad.
Why did the convict have to be a black guy? It is such a stereotype.
Yes, Kevin.
All right! Is this Godhead or what?
That doesn't make any sense, Kevin. That button.
Vanessa Hutchins, one of the stars of Disney's High School Musical, both 1 and 2. There had been a rumor that there were some nude photos of her that had been...
All right!
Yeah, now you go. Now you're talking.
That would have worked, right?
That had been showing up on the internet, and apparently it's the real deal. TMZ.com has confirmed the story, as has Vanessa's representatives. In fact, I've seen the photos.
Well, all right now.
And Vanessa Hutchins, star of High School Musicals, her boobs pale in comparison to Christy, former Double December's boobs.
Thank God. Yeah. I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's on the internet, Rodney. You can just see it.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Her representative says this was a photo which was taken privately. It is a personal matter, and it is unfortunate this has become public.
Well, it's unfortunate for her. It's fortunate for us.
Yeah.
Guys, it's not a sex scandal. It's not a porn tape. She didn't run a dogfighting ring. She gets naked sometimes like everybody else.
She takes pictures of it like everybody
else. Yeah, there's no scandal here. I mean, I hope there's no repercussion from the Disney folks about her.
Photos aren't even that great, by the way.
They're all right. I mean, I'm glad I saw them.
You wish it were Zac Efron, but...
Well, of course. Who doesn't?
Andy Dick is living up to his name. Uh-oh. Apparently, the New York Daily News says he was at a party for VH1 recently and grabbed Scott Baio and tried to kiss him on the mouth.
Made, okay. That could be quite continental.
Made Scott...
You don't have to be a dick.
I don't even understand that.
That is a line?
I don't even understand that. What does that mean?
From a song from like 1951.
Come on, Dave.
Oh, from Diamonds Are Girls' Best Friend,
yes,
I think.
It's a line from that. I think it's from 1951.
A kiss on the lips could be quite continental.
But Diamonds Are Girls' Best Friend.
I know. I just did it for Ralph.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
In the final hour from Las Vegas, I'm just trying to keep Ralph, you know, just keep him alive and alert.
Yeah. Scott Baio's pregnant girlfriend Renee did not take kindly to that. Neither did the other members of the party, who Andy Dick also tried to kiss on the mouth, until eventually security had to escort him from the premises.
TMZ.com had a video of Andy just last week in a club making out with a bunch of guys. And it seemed voluntary in both directions in that case, but that's how he rolls.
Britney Spears caught once again by photographers going through another fast food drive-thru. This time it was Taco Bell.
Let's not act like that's a bad thing.
She went through Taco Bell?
Just fast food in general.
But Britney shouldn't be going through fast food.
Well, probably not.
She should be on the zone right now, especially if she's going to be on television around the world Sunday night.
Yeah.
Someone should tie a Big Mac to a string in front of a treadmill and just have her on there and just have her chasing after it like a donkey and a carrot.
I'm afraid her situation, Ralph, has gotten so sad that I will not enjoy it on Sunday night if it's a big bust. Speaking of big bust, look at Christy. I mean, seriously, look at that.
Where are they?
But I mean, you know how you don't mind? I wouldn't mind seeing her come out and suck, but I have a feeling it's going to be sad.
I wouldn't mind seeing that either, by the way.
Speaking of Christy,
it's going to be sad rather than funny if she fails as
badly
as I think she's going to fail.
Either.
Really?
Not to me. No, it's funny.
I'm wishing more bad things
for
her.
Don't you just feel so sorry for her?
No,
because she has that sense of entitlement about her where she still doesn't get it, that she has been knocked off her pedestal. She has not yet been humbled, humbled, as she would say.
Yeah.
And she has plenty of money. It's not like that's a problem.
I agree with them. I think it only stands to be intriguing or funny if she is a train wreck. If she's just okay and and plays an okay song and is passable, there's nothing interesting about it. She has
train
to be a
wreck.
Yeah.
Train wreck. Come on.
I just wish MTV would have said, you know what, Britney, we'd love to have you, but when you're healthy and good, rather than now.
Never.
So she'll never be on MTV again?
Could you be more wrong?
I don't. I'm just saying.
No is the answer.
Shirley Temples are getting to me, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
I do have 3 cherries, though. Look at me. 3 cherries.
You want to shoot an AK-47?
No,
handgun.
I'm more of a handgun fellow.
I think a handgun would be better for me. Easier to manage.
I don't know why I keep coming to these things.
Neither do we.
Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean page videos, and you can see us shooting AK-47s.
Do you have any
wrist rockets? Machine guns, all kinds of stuff.
Do you have
a bow and arrow?
That's what Bean was looking for. David Duchovny's Showtime series Californication has been renewed by Showtime.
Excellent.
It's good.
Okay. I like that show. What? You didn't even say one word there.
I said...
This is a mess.
You said blah, la, 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 la.
What was that? But Kevin is calling you out on being too drunk to talk. What a problem.
I said daily variety, but I said it very slowly.
Oh.
About daily variety.
Wow.
Reports that the cable network has bought another 12 episodes of the show.
Excellent.
So Dave's going to be employed for some time. Good times.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm going on vacation. Today's celebrity birthday is Julie Kavner. She, of course, the voice of Marge Simpson on The Simpsons, is 56 years old today. Leroy Moore of the Dave Matthews Band turns 46. Supermodel Angie Everhart is 38 years old today. Tom Everett Scott of ER and That Thing You Do, one of my favorite movies, he is 37, as is Chad Sexton of 311. Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie is 34 years old today, and Evan Rachel Wood, is 20 years old. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
We are in Las Vegas for the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards, and we're very excited that we've been staying on one of the Mandalay Bay properties here while we've been in Las Vegas. Had a terrific time, and we're broadcasting from a radio studio that's just in front of the sports book here at the Mandalay Bay, and we're welcoming Jay Rude to the studio with us right now. Jay, what is your title? You are the director of the race and sports book here?
That is correct.
Wow, so you're the man. So you have to wear that suit and tie.
I have to wear the suit and tie, yes.
Oh, you got no choice.
I show up on Sundays kind of casual. That's the fun day.
It is, I think it's overwhelming for people who don't follow sports much or don't gamble on sports much to walk into a room like this and see hundreds of television monitors and thousands of words and numbers up on a screen. And, I mean, it really is, it's so fascinating, the work that you're involved in.
Yeah, It is, and it's, you know, somewhat intimidating, but people falsely so are intimidated.
Sure.
I mean, it would be like if I walked into the floor of the stock exchange, I would have no idea exactly how
to. Just raise your hand and yell. That's what I've seen.
Yeah. Right. If he's scribbling something on a piece of paper, that's pretty much what we do here, too.
You have boxing, you have pro football, you have baseball, you have college football. Are any of them more difficult to pick and to win money on? Like, for example, I don't ever bet on college football because it seems like there's no way to really tell. Is it any worse or better? Are there any that you make
If you talk to certain gamblers or handicappers or whatever they want to be called, they'll say, oh, this sport you can really make money at. You know, they'll say baseball you can really make money at because there's just a win, you know, a factor in it. You don't have to cover a spread.
Right.
You do have to lay more money to win. You know, the odds change on you. Like you might have to lay $16 to win $10.
So baseball might be one of the best as
baseball
far as...
Baseball is...
Because it's win or lose.
From our standpoint, it's one of the hardest ones to sort of make a profit at.
Right.
But but the law of averages falls into place there because they play 162 games.
Right.
Do you know if anyone bet on Appalachian State last Saturday to beat Michigan?
Not in Las Vegas. It was an off-the-board game because of the mismatch.
Oh, is
the obvious
really?
Mismatch.
So you didn't give any odds or anything. It was just, they're not even going to do that.
Right.
And then they won.
Because Appalachian State, such a small school, they've just moved up to the big time that it would have been almost like USC last week. It would have been like 40, 50 points.
Sure,
spread.
Sure. Now, let's talk about something that's maybe a little broader appeal, and that is last night was kickoff of the NFL season, and you had the Indianapolis Colts playing the New Orleans Saints. Is that a game that is – I mean, obviously the Colts were favored, but is that a game that it's tough for you as a casino owner or a casino runner to make money on?
Absolutely not. That game was a beautiful game for us. It was bet both sides evenly. The game opened 6, went up to 6.5, came back down to 5.5, went back to 6, ended up, I think, 6.5 at game time. People were thoroughly confused as what to do, and I think the media did a perfect job hyping that game on both sides.
Right.
They thought Bush and Breeze were going to come in there and give them
President
a
Bush
big game.
Is playing football?
Yeah.
It's Reggie.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, for until the middle of the third quarter, you had a nail-biter. I mean, it was a back-and-forth lead game, right?
Right, and then the barn door busted open and everybody came flowing out.
So you were a happy man walking around this floor last night.
It was pretty good, yeah. The only problem was the total. The total got us in a little bit of trouble.
What was the over-under on that game?
Well, it started 47 when you first hung the first week games a few weeks ago, and it went all the way up to 52, 53, and it landed 51, so that means it landed in the middle, so that's not always so good for
us. Those of you that don't gamble, that's just how many points total.
Yeah, the over-under is you're betting on the total amount of points both teams make combined,
right.
And then you bet either they'll make more than the number or less than the number.
What about UFC? We don't see any of that up on the board.
That is a very popular sport that's been growing by leaps and bounds here.
Right.
And it's basically we were on the forefront of bringing that to the mainstream betting public. And we do have a lot of UFC. Like this weekend, we're going to have the Jackson fight up
tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we tend not to put it up unless it's being held at one of our locations more than a couple of days in advance
because you don't want to promote it.
Well, no,
wait a minute,
we don't want to
promote
it. Yeah, yeah, we'll have it up tonight and for the fight over in London. But it's just. It's such a new sport, and there's so many variables in there that we're not really aware of. It's not as open book as boxing is as far as being able to handicap.
You're a little hesitant because you're not exactly sure. Okay.
Right. I mean,
so you need as much information as you can get before you actually put your lines
on. Oh, yeah, because there's many people out there that have a lot more information on what's going on in training camps than we do.
Right. What's the biggest amount that someone has lost here?
In my career, I personally have seen someone about $1.8
million. Almost $2
million? On one wager, yes.
Wow. One wager.
What game was it?
It was a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
they bet the Rams money line.
Is football the most action for the sports book? Is that what you get the most action
on?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. NFL dominates the dollars.
Why do you think?
Because the NFL's done a fantastic job marketing their product.
Yeah.
They don't market players, they market teams, and they keep it that way. And I mean, the team is the overall concept in the NFL rather than the individual player. Like NBA, it's mostly, come see LeBron, come see this, come see that. In the NFL, it's Jets, Giants, it's Cowboys. It's, the players are an afterthought sort of thing. And I think that draws people in for the long term.
You can bet on
career.
You can bet on the Super Bowl, for example, which professional team is going to win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Super Bowl 42. And then here you have all the odds of all the teams that are going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think your odds for the Eagles are way out of whack, by the way. Philadelphia Eagles really should be even money, I think, for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, let's see how that knee holds up. Then we'll see.
It's fine, and he's wearing a brace. Leave me alone.
Hey, Ralph, who's he throwing to?
It looks to me like
Curtis, Brown. Oh, household names, yes.
Exactly, they will be. After this season, don't get me stuck. I'm going to throw this man right out of our pool.
No, you're not.
It's 20-1 now, Ralph. Wasn't it 15-1 when we got here in Vegas?
Oh, he did that just to me.
20-1.
It's 20-1 now. How about that?
Hey guys, bump it up to 50.
my Cardinals are 45-1.
Congratulations.
Right, I got a good shot.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Hey, what is the what's the law? I have two questions more for you here. And Jay Root is who we're speaking with, by the way, who is the director of the gaming and sports booking here at the Mandalay Bay. People in California cannot call in a bet, right?
No,
they
got
to come to
not.
Las Vegas in order to place a wager with you.
That's correct.
Okay. And is the legal sports betting in Las Vegas still a tiny fraction of what the illegal sports betting is in this town? Or are you making
this ground? Town or
not in this town?
Not in this town. You don't have
you
to import illegally.
In the U.S.?
Oh, I assume that they would be illegally betting here too.
Well, you don't have to because you can bet here.
Right. You can, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, from what the statistics, but the statistics you kind of unreliable because who you asking illegal bookmakers
right.
what they take and whatnot.
Right.
But
right.
I would have to imagine that the overall action, offshore, and if you take into account whatever underground you're talking about, is probably we're dwarfed by that, yeah. Definitely.
Now, if we bet here, like who's going to win the Super Bowl, we can take the ticket back to California.
Oh yeah,
and be fine.
And you can mail it to
just mail it back, and then you'll
send you a check from the man.
Brinks truck, my friend, a Brinks truck.
Exactly.
I'm going to bet on the Texans. I'm going to bet on them.
The Oilers. You were going to bet on the Oilers, were you?
100-1 that's a good payoff right there.
I believe they'll be very much more improved. The Texans, I think, are going to be a good team this year.
So they might win three games instead of two? Is that what you're suggesting?
They could crack 500, maybe.
Wow. I'm not completely organized. And I'm the kind of guy who would bet on something, and then I would go back to Los Angeles, and then they'd win, and I'd go, wow, sure wish I had that ticket someplace. What kind of attrition rate do you have of people who actually make a bet and win but probably don't cash it in because they forgot or they lost it? Or do you have any idea?
It's probably in the neighborhood of if someone makes a wager and then loses it, an actual winning wager is probably, I don't know, 5%.
Is that all?
Yeah, but
I'm so lame then.
Because we get the other 35 that do it, and we actually find their ticket form and pay them out.
Oh, no kidding. Oh.
Yeah, we can research it and do it. It's sort of a tedious process.
Wish I would have known that.
Yeah.
If I lose my ticket, I can come to you and say, I don't know where I placed my ticket, but here's the time I made my wager or whatever.
Yeah, if you have the info of the day you were here and the type of bet you made and if you can nail it down pretty close for us, we can do a yeoman's effort at trying to find it for you and get you paid.
I mean, no idea. That's
good, man. Are there ever have you ever had in your personal experience a situation where you've cut somebody off from placing wagers, where you've said you're too drunk or you're too desperate?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you have guys come in and they want to bet higher than our limit that we were willing to accept on a certain wager, or they don't qualify for betting that large, or like you said, they come in and they're obviously intoxicated and whatnot, and they can't even pull their money out of their pocket once in a while. But you say, I think you've had enough today, and that's it.
They
show up tomorrow, crystal clear, ready to go.
You guys need to start a new category of celebrities that might get caught DUI. Because we do that in Los Angeles. We all have a pool. We all get in. We pick our people.
Right,
put it up there, man. You'll win a lot of money.
Well, unfortunately, the state of Nevada restricts on some of the things that we can accept wagers on.
I can shoot an AK-47 here, but I can't make a bet on who's the
celebrity.
Can't bet
on Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
It's a strange city.
Yeah. Well, Jay, it sounds like it looks to me like you're enjoying this job very much. Looks like it's a lot of fun for you.
It's not like digging ditches, let me
tell
you.
No, it's not. It's,
are you a betting man yourself, Jay? Do you ever?
I do once in a while if I find something that I think that I've got an angle on, just like I was telling you earlier, different guys have different opinions, and sometimes something comes out that looks appealing to me, and like I said, I'm just like anyone else.
And you're allowed to bet at your own place?
No, sir.
Oh, you have to go someplace else.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to bet at any of the MGM Mirage properties.
Oh, I gotcha. See.
That'd be a little hanky, I think.
Yeah. But any other of the casinos, you can bet
wherever
you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've really enjoyed staying here at Mandalay Bay. And, of course, we're going to be back here again on Monday morning. But your hotel has just been terrific. And especially being here at Sportsbook, it's been so much fun. It's like we can watch 40 TVs all morning long. It's the best.
Right. And, it's like best energy in the entire hotel, you know, except for maybe if you take a little stroll out by the beach, you know, Maria Beach or
sure.
something like that.
Sure,
that could be interesting for you guys.
Yeah, always.
For the ladies as well.
Sure. Jay Rude is the man here at the Mandalay Bay. Thank you so much for spending time with us on K-Rock. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Had a great time.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. And Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew is next at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to call now, we'll put you on the air and give you a prize.
And may I say, Kevin, of the Kevin and Bean Show, you're doing an excellent job today, and I'm really very proud to be here with you.
Linus, your assistant Linus is here in Las Vegas with us.
I don't have an assistant Linus.
How dare you? How dare you just disavow my existence like that?
He's right here. That's him. That's the guy we've been talking to.
Kevin, I've got your shots, and they're lined up. So whenever you want to start drinking,
a lot
again,
of shots
ready
there,
to go.
Dude.
Yes, there are, because I know you have pretty much an endless appetite for alcohol.
I do. That's true.
Now, Linus, have you been here in Las Vegas the whole time since we arrived?
Every time Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show travels, I am his personal valet, and I go wherever Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show goes, and I make sure his underwear is sorted by color, by texture, and by freshness.
You know, I was a little bit surprised now that you mentioned that I did not see you at the gun range the other afternoon. I thought you'd be there loading his weapons.
How dare you, sir? We don't have that kind of relationship.
No, I meant actually.
I don't touch his gun or his weapon.
No, we're actually shooting like AK-47s.
You were Kevin of Kevin the Bean Show?
Yes.
That sounds very dangerous, Kevin of Kevin the Bean Show. I'm not sure if Mrs. Kevin of the Kevin the Bean Show would go for that. I was back in the hotel room sorting underwear.
Oh, I see.
Which is primarily my focus as Kevin of the Kevin the Bean Show's assistant.
I would imagine, yeah.
And your name is again?
I'm the other one.
Oh, that's right, the other one. I never see you. You're always in some mystical far-off land, yeah. Like Brigadoon, that only rises once every 100 years from the fog.
What about Lisa May?
Oh, the woman, yes. Whatever. Woman. Whatever with the woman.
Right. Now, is part of why Kevin has a personal assistant?
I don't have a personal assistant.
So that his wife can keep track of what he's doing? Do you get any
Oh, no. She has no problems with that, the other one. Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show has a chip that his wife has implanted in the back of his ear. So whenever she needs to know where he is, she just looks on her laptop, sort of a GPS system, and she sees him. Oh, he's fallen down drunk again. But at least he's staying in one place.
Now, are you allowed to stop him from doing anything, or do you have to go along with whatever idea he has?
I pretty much serve at the pleasure of Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. Whatever he says goes, and I just try to fulfill his needs, and what he needs mostly is underwear.
Right. Now, we went to one of the hottest clubs in Las Vegas, maybe the hottest, LAX.
Yes.
Just opened recently. We went there. I didn't see you there. Were you at that place?
I was trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get in the back door.
Right. Where are you now?
And
is that what you prefer?
Sure, I always like to go in the back.
Okay.
Because usually there's less of a crowd. There's less of a crowd in the back door.
Certainly.
Sure.
But the back door was tight. It was very tight. It was very very hard to get in. It was closed very tightly. So I went around the front door, and there was a sea of humanity.
Right.
And there was a lot of ones looked like her, like this one.
Girls.
Chicks. Girls.
Yes.
Right.
Whatever.
Hot girls, by the way.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And so I opted not to, and I just went and I played nickel slot machines.
Oh, really? You're gambling?
I don't gamble per se, because Kevin the Beach doesn't pay all that well. But I like to enjoy the thrill of gambling once in a while. So I went to the nickel slot machines. It was the Beverly Hillbillies machine, I believe. And I had three Jethros, and I paid almost $1.
How about the Playboy Club? Were you there last night with the gang?
Once again, I went to the Palms. Because I heard that's where the Playboy Club was, and Kevin F. Kevin Bean Show asked me to drive the limo for him and his guests to the Playboy Show.
Don't have a limo.
So he said, just circle, we'll be out. And I circled for about 5 hours, and I heard I heard he had taken a cab somewhere. So
he forgot he had you as a driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kevin F. Kevin Bean Show is a very talented man, and he is a super dad. Just ask any of his seven children.
there's just the two. I don't have.
Oh,
seven
I'm sorry.
Children.
Did I let the cat out of the bag? But he is forgetful. Sometimes he does forget that I'm circling round and round.
Well, it's a very challenging job, and I'm impressed with the enthusiasm that you maintain for the work you do, Linus.
Well, it's easy. We work with the Kevin of the Kevin Beach Show. It is its own reward, really.
Okay,
that's what it is. Just being in his presence. Bathing in the light that comes off his hair, with the radiation that comes out of his blonde dyed hair, and it's just a pleasure just to be near the gravity of his enormous head.
But we're still able to keep it a business relationship, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Whether I want to go that way or not doesn't seem to matter.
But you are sharing a room here in Vegas.
Well, Kevin gets the room. I sort of just get a blanket and I just curl up along the.
Along the wall? The hallway?
Outside the door, yes. I just sort of, I just hang a do not disturb sign on myself, and I just hang out.
I didn't know you were there.
Just lean up against the door in a blanket.
Oh, that's actually a little bit sad.
It's very sad. Especially when they bring the papers by in the morning, and they just slap me in the face with a paper.
I'm glad you found the radio studio and you were able to stop by here.
Me too. Kevin Beecher wouldn't tell me where he was working all day, and it was very frustrating for
me. Are you sure he's not trying to fire you? He doesn't seem to be as enamored of this relationship as you are.
I know he disavows me quite often. I hear him on the Kevin show, whatever the other one's name is. Like, I never remember his name.
I don't have an assistant, and I don't have an assistant named Linus.
And I hear him say, I don't have an assistant named Linus. And I scream at the radio. I ball up my little fist, and I scream, Kevin, I'm here, Kevin of the Kevin show. I exist, damn you.
I will not be ignored.
And then I get a latte, and now I come down.
Now on the 35th floor, why did I see you outside the window? What were you doing there exactly on the 35th floor here?
Well, you were complaining that there was some spots. So I lowered myself off the roof with a rope, and I had some Windex, and I had a squeegee, and I was just cleaning the window.
Right.
And then this madman appeared. And then he was at the top of the roof, and he was screaming and yelling, and he was doing lines of cocaine off his own penis, which I'd never seen before.
What are you talking about?
He was very flexible, this man.
Just some strange guy?
Screaming around, and he had a Boda bag full of some sort of nitroglycerin-based liquor. And he was sipping from it and blowing flame balls out of his mouth with some sort of lighter, and then smoking giant bongs.
Where was
and I said, who is that man? Who is he? And he said, I'm Omar.
Oh,
and I said,
Omar.
Oh, finally I knew what this Omar looked like.
Was he on the edge of the building? He looked like he was going to jump, or what was?
I couldn't tell. Yeah. He was quite nude, and I was preoccupied.
Quite nude?
Quite nude, yes. Oh. And so I said to him, I said, you must be the famous Omar I heard so much from the Kevin and Kevin Bean Show. Talks about you on the Kevin and Kevin Bean Show. And he said, yes, I am.
Hey,
and I'm here, and I'm nude, and
hey,
I'm blowing fireballs.
Hey, Linus?
Linus. Hold on a second. Omar, look, Linus is telling a story here. What? What are you talking about?
Well, that wasn't me. I'm back here at the studio.
What? You're not here in Las Vegas with all the fun with Kevin and the Kevin and Bean Show?
No.
Who was the naked guy?
It may have been Carrot Top. In retrospect, now that I think about it, thinking
you,
back
Linus.
To that moment, thinking back on that event that I've just described,
yeah.
As I use my memory, as I cast my memory back to that moment,
right.
It may have been Carrot Top.
Okay, but. Very good.
I hope that last bit made it on air.
I hope it did. 9:48 on the Kevin Beach Show, 106.7 KRQ. Hey, Lightning, either last conversation or close the door, please, because we're actually on the air. Thank you.
He's the noisiest person on the planet, isn't he?
It's like
so you're saying a little less conversation, a little more action?
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like Lightning is unaware we're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
He's checked out.
I'm dealing with 50 Cent's people right now.
That's great. Can you deal with them in any other room except for this one?
Is it the one where the microphones are on?
Hold on.
Hey, try to get it earlier.
I'll get back to you in just a minute.
Try to get it earlier so I can sleep, because I'm dead.
It's 50.
I know. I'm saying
50.
Let's do it at like 11 or something.
I'm working around his schedule.
Oh.
Mr. Scent, if you're nasty.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's K-Rock. We're in Las Vegas. It's 12 minutes till 10, and time for What to Do, Nephew.
Let's get out of here.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. We can actually talk to you even though we're in Nevada and you're not. And you'll get a prize today, including 50 free songs on iTunes. Don't forget, Tuesdays are New Music Tuesdays on iTunes, plus a brand new custom limited edition Kevin Amin sanctioned What It Do K-Rock bottle opener, ladies and gentlemen. We may be the only show in the world giving away bottle openers in 2007, but that's what you get. 1-800-520-1067. It'd be so fantastic if they had any way that I could see who's on the phone.
Let's just take phone calls and say, what's your name and what it do,
well,
nephew?
We did ask Lightning to fix this for us,
Bean,
so we could use it.
Bean.
I'm just saying.
Bean.
Don't spit out. It's okay.
Let's just go with the flow, man. Let's just play it by
Omar
ear.
Or Mike or whoever.
Would you like to talk to Jennifer in La Mirada?
Yes, we would.
Excuse me, in Los Angeles. Jennifer in Los Angeles. Say hello.
Where the hell is Jennifer?
Hey, Jennifer, what's going on?
What's going on? Hey, so I was caretaking for my friend's grandma.
Right.
And, you know, take her in the water and get out and toweling off, turn around, the grandma's naked. It's like one big wrinkle.
Nice.
Aww.
And you said, I got to get me some of that.
Oh, hell no.
No, okay.
What'd you do?
Actually, I think I'm still scarred. My eyes are burning.
Pushed her back in the pool? Wow, that's bad surprise right there.
That's a hell of a call.
That's what that is.
I'm glad we went to it.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I saw a naked old woman.
Vince in La Mirada would like to talk about Robotech.
All right, Vince.
Oh, Robotech.
Hello? Good morning, Vince.
Hey, morning. How you guys doing? What it do, nephew? How's it going, man?
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, I'm calling. You guys didn't talk too much about Robotech, man. Robotech blows Transformers out of the water, yo.
Now let's not get nuts here.
Well, do you even know anything about Robotech?
I used to watch the cartoon, but it was no Transformers.
For those of us that don't follow all of the cartoons in the say 80s, what the hell is Robotech?
Robotech is about like you said earlier, about a ship that crashes into Earth. It's called the SDF-1, Super Dimension Fortress. And the Zentradi, which are the bad guys, which stand about 50 feet tall, come to Earth to pick up their ship. And then the Earth has used the technology from the ship that crashed to fight off the Zentradi. But it has so much better battle scenes. And the Veritech...
Exciting story.
Yeah, well, I think so, too. But the Veritech turns into a robot. It turns into a jet plane. And it also turns into like something that's like a half airplane, half... Wow. Robot type thing.
That's nothing like the Transformers. That sounds cool.
Did Robotech have a line of toys too? I couldn't remember.
Yes, they did. They had a huge line of toys, but it disappeared after a while.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't remember.
Because you bought them all and they're in your basement, all still in their original wrappers. That's why.
No, dude, I don't know
along
you.
Along with your virginity.
I don't know you well, but I'm just letting you know that what you're saying on the radio right now is, women, please don't sleep with me. Please. I don't want to have sex with a woman. That's what you're saying.
Thank you very much for the call, though. Who's next, Psycho Mike?
Next is Anthony in Los Angeles. He wants to talk about pirates.
Hey, Anthony.
Arr. Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
They're having a big pirate festival in Long Beach this weekend. Wonder if you heard about it.
Is that because Talk Like a Pirate Day is coming up?
Yeah. What's that?
Talk Like a Pirate Day is coming up, right?
It is, yeah.
A couple weeks?
Yeah. Having a Captain Jack lookalike contest, a couple of pirate bands, all kinds of stuff like that down there.
Pirate bands.
Yeah.
We're starting to get a lot of emails because people see their K-Rock calendar and realize that Talk Like a Pirate Day is September the 19th. We're going to be on vacation this year.
I won't.
Well, you'll be celebrating.
I'll be rocking the mic.
Okay. All right.
I'll be doing show business while you guys are on vacation, so I will definitely celebrate Talk Like
vacation
a Pirate
Vacation or sending out resumes, however you want to call it.
Yeah, it is just around the corner, Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Thank Brian you for the call, Mike. In Yorba Linda has something very interesting to say.
What
Brian,
do,
good morning.
Guys?
Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. What
Hello.
It do?
What it do, Lisa May?
Good morning.
What to do, Ralph?
Okay, do, we B-train. Got all the...
Ralph gets no love. Hey,
thank you, B-Train. I appreciate it.
Is Linus the love child of Jiminy Glick and Roland?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Actually, Linus is a Glick. Yes, he's from the Glick family.
Oh, is he?
Yes. He sounds Glick.
Yeah, he's very Glicky.
Huh. Good. That's a good catch on your part. Thank you very much for that. All right, I believe the calls are not going to get better if we continue.
I couldn't agree more.
So I think this may be an outstanding time to thank our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including Mike Shinoda from the band Linkin Park. Apparently, as I understood it from talking to Mike, it's a free show in the parking lot of the Hard Rock tomorrow,
right?
And you just come on by and watch it, is what it sounded like to me. I'm not sure what time, but you can probably find that information on their website.
We're full of information, aren't we?
We are. We're good.
Also, ticket or not, we don't know what time it is. But
I want to thank Jay Rude, who is the director of sports books here at the Mandalay Bay, for stopping by. I also want to thank, Lisa's new boyfriend, Matty Fardell, for joining us.
The best.
He is a cast member from the Thunder from Down Under, playing at the Excalibur Hotel and Casino.
Can we take a vote on whether Lisa May can book any further guests on the Kevin and
Bean
Show?
I vote no.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Well, right, the listeners vote
it's
yes.
Unanimous.
Because I have at
it's
least
unanimous.
10 emails already
done.
From listeners saying,
it's not
good
a popularity contest, Lisa. That's not how we decide what we do on the air.
Words
by
can hurt,
emails.
And so can gay Australians on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, Lisa?
Not gay.
Anyway, so that's it for today. If Kevin survives the weekend here in Las Vegas, we hope to be back Monday with an all-new show.
But here's the problem. We came here Wednesday. Wednesday night, we drank decently hard, not terribly. And then last night, we drank decently
pretty
hard,
good.
Not terribly.
Pretty good,
yeah. But now Omar's coming into town today. Psycho Mike is coming into town today. And Dave, the King of Mexico, are coming today.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance I'm not going to be on the air Monday. Just letting everybody know I'm feeling a little sick, a little scratch in my throat. It might
Dave,
not be
Dave
a
and Omar. Dave and Omar alone just going to wreck you up.
Monday morning, though, we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. He's going to talk to us about all the latest celebrity news. Plus, he's going to tell you about the new TV show TMZ.com is putting on. We have the MTV Video Music Awards recap. We'll give you all of that on Monday morning show. We're going to talk to 50 Cent.
Dude.
Who's here in town for that show. We're going to talk to him. As you know, we're part of G-Unit.
Sure.
and Serge Tankian
is in town for the MPB Video Music Awards. As you know, he's got the new solo CD. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have him in our studio here in Las Vegas on Monday morning.
Nothing says partying in Vegas like Surge from System.
I'll do that guy. That guy with the underwear on his head, he's nuts. Crazy. And we're also going to talk to Joe Maloof, who owns the Palms Hotel and Casino, where the show is. And he also owns the Sacramento Kings. And they're amazing brothers. We're going to talk to one of them on Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, the weekend grand prize. As you win tickets all weekend long, you also qualify for the grand prize, which is we're going to give you a photo pass. And we're going to give you a new camcorder. And you're going to go around backstage at the LA Invasion and shoot anything you want to shoot. So that's we'll do that grand prize drawing at 7:15 on Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ralph, have a great vacation, man.
Thank you.
Hope we don't find you dead in your hotel room here in Las Vegas this time tomorrow.
That'd be a bad way to go out, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It certainly would.
Not ideal.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smoke weed.
Roll another one.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Our friend Kat Corbett, and it pains me that she's not in Las Vegas with us, by the way. We'll have 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock next, including Icky Thump from the White Stripes, Green Day, Linkin Park, Beck, Smashing Pumpkins, and more. Death to Wayne.
Good job, Kevin. Roll. Yeah,
roll. Another one.
This is a mess.
Just like the other one.
The best tonic is chronic.
This one seems to be about. I don't have another cent. But don't bogart that joint.
Marijuana is delicious.
Just pass it around.
You know, I got some weed at work today. You don't want to try it out.
Say thank you on behalf of the Gouvernail Sills. I hope we pass the audition.
And that is all.
You know what? Gone. It's out of here. Congratulations. You're both winners ahead. Yeah, there you go. We're done with it. Good going. All right. You talk about superb stuff. I love it. Good going. Good going. Good going. I'm proud of you, folks. Let us know what you think. Whoa.
Hey, guys, nice job by you. Better job by me. Out.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.